Blog Talk Radio.
Coming in at the end of July and August coming in. There's some good racing going on. A lot of anticipated races that people wanted to see for a long time. And I just going to have to, I really like to see which one that everybody's really looking at. There's a big tire races. There's small tire races. There's street cars. And we got, you know, some small tire action going on also. But I'm just going to say it like this here. All of this, all them good. Nobody's out there like match racing. We're talking about pure grudge, and that's what we wanted to see. Something that you know is real. You know they neither one of them wants to lose, and they don't care what they have to do, how to carry it on the edge in order to win. Just to get that win, it's more than money. That's about this couple of races that's coming in. And anybody knows about it, you got some guys that are coming back that's driving their own car. You know, nobody believed it, but you'd be surprised. I'll say that Mike Brown has jumped back into Shirley Baby himself, and he's doing the driving. And he's going to drive against Craig. And that's going to be on July 30th. You know, nobody expected Mike to jump in. Mike says he's coming back. And, you know, hey, they're putting a whole lot of cookies up, too. It's not like it's going to be a lot like a $300, $400 race. We're talking about putting another zero on it, but it is great. They're doing their thing. They're having fun with it. And said, Mike Brown said he's back. You know, and also Craig said he's back. So you can't ask nothing else. They ain't nobody else is driving their car. They're gonna drive the car. They're driving it themselves. That's gonna be interesting. And that's gonna be a motor action. Small block Mustang. If everybody knows about it, Shirley Baby 2 and Craig. They really ain't showing their cars. But the deal is, they both got to have small tires on it, and they both got to come on motor. So that's interesting. That's Grudge Racing right there. It's best. You don't know what I got, and I don't know what you got. So we're going out there, and we're going to do it. Also, I know we also have on the 30th, I'm just going to hit a couple things off on the 30th, July 30th, Custom Tees. What's going on? You got Racing Jason and Buddy Blow. And Jason, I think Jason's getting the back tire, if I'm not mistaken. Him and Buddy Blow is going at it. I'm not sure how that goes. I got to let Jason, I'll let him come on here because he locked it in. I don't know how he locked it in. But I know he's definitely racing Buddy Blow for sure. Also, Jeff Rogers and Shaq Attack will be racing on the 30th, heads up. And they will be going at it. We also have, let me see, the Malibu of the 4th Street Posse. And they'll be going against Simon and Silverhawk. So that's going to be interesting there. And they're both heads up, motor apiece, small blocks apiece. Well, not heads up. I'm pretty sure Silverhawk, if you're in, out there, you make sure you hit the one button because I didn't really get the whole thing on it. I just heard about it. I think Silverhawk's got to give him the back tie. I'm not sure. To the 8th. We got a list of races going on that's just some really good ones that are going in. And on that day, matter of fact, Jason Gray, Baby Copperhead, and Phil Cookie Monster, they'll be racing heads up also that day. Forgot about that one. There's a few more that's going on. I got to look at it on the list. I don't have the list in front of me. But I'm getting a text to me everything because I have to send it out. Also, remember August 6th. And if anybody's seen, I guess Jeff is starting to get back in the paint, and he's feeling it. So he will be running Illuminati that day. Illuminati will be giving them 1-1 to the 8th mile. Also, that day, EJ and Phil Cookie Monster, he'll be racing. They'll be racing also. EJ's from Baltimore with the Camaro. And we got a host of other races that I've looked on. And also, they will be crowning a 484 DMV champion, one of the guys over there. And also, we have the small block. We're going to see who the king of the small block from the DMV is. Now, that lineup there is insane right now. It's really good. You got Ricky Fox with Cannibal. You got Jeff Rogers with Cassius Clay. You have Top Notch. I don't want to pronounce his name wrong, but he's definitely in the house. And also you have Brian Epps with the yellow, pretty yellow-looking Mustang there. That's going to be a sick one right there. That's going to be for the history books to watch that one, I'll tell you that. It's going to be definitely, they're all pretty tight. I think that, honestly, tell you the truth, it's going to be a dogfight for every last race. It can go either way on anybody. I know some people are choosing Ricky to blow through the crowd. Some are picking Brian Epps to go through the crowd. Some are getting on Jeff, and some are getting on Top Notch. So that's what makes it such a good race because everybody is kind of even number. You can pick any one of those cars. Any one of those cars can beat each other at any given day. So that's a really, really great race right there. And I know there's a lot more anticipated races. I see a couple going on. That's supposed to be going off. I think CJ and them got something going on. I think Marcus and them got something going on. Let me see. You have a few. I know a couple guys from down south called me up, and they'll be taking the ride, and they plan on trying to bring their cars. if everything works out, I think Nate and Dexter will be bringing something. I'm not sure yet. They both got their Malibus, I think, about right. And there we got action, looking for some action that day. So it's gonna be really, really interesting these next coming, about this whole month. It should be a real good one after, I'm going to say, anywhere between the 22nd on through. There's going to be a lot of good racing. Good racing, what I'm saying is, it's been real good anyhow with the guys been doing their job, but some of the races that we finally going to get to see these bears go at it. Guys that never raced each other, basically. You never see them go. They go and they run everybody else, but they never, everybody always wanted to see something. And that's why I say good anticipated races. We'll finally get to see maybe if Jeff wins or if Brian Epps wins. And if Jeff beats Top Notch, then either one of those races that they've been dying to see. Everybody's been wanting to see this race. Either it is, I'm just telling you right now, I'm looking to watch this first race. Brian Epps and Ricky Fox, that's going to be a nice one. That's going to be sweet. You can't count neither one of them out. I mean, a lot of people counted Brian Epps out, and look what he did. He went right on down Broadway and did his thing. And he won, so you can't take nothing away from the man. He got his program together. He's working it, and he's doing it his way. You know, he talks the talk, but he's walking the walk, so you can't say much. Can't ask nothing better than that. Jeff also, well, I guess we'll see. You know, JJ behind the wheel. Then you got Jeff, you know, he just couldn't wait no longer. So he said, heck with it. He's going out there and he's going to try Illuminati. He's going to go out there, that 1-1. Also, when he's got his hands full with on the 30th with Shaq. Shaq Attack did his thing, and basically he won the last show out there, Shaq Attack. So hats off to Shaq. They got that car moving pretty good down there, getting down custom tees with no problem. So it's gonna be interesting. I know a lot of guys are calling me, and they're looking for action that day. Oh, and let's not forget, this weekend coming Saturday, Sammy has his annual barbecue. Guys, come out and support. He's got the classes going on, all steel, all glass. I'm not sure the other classes, but he does have a few things going on, but he also has grudge racing going on that day too. So, and on top of that, NGRA will be giving out money for the top three, if I'm not mistaken. And so definitely got to go out there to the barbecue, Island Dragway, this weekend. It's going to be really good. The weather is going to hold up, so it's going to be pretty nice. And let me just make sure so everybody knows what time, 30th also, because I know the date, the time on that. We will be racing until 11 o'clock, 11 to 12 o'clock on the 30th, Custom Tees. Also, on August 6th, we will be going to 12 o'clock midnight at Buzz Creek. So you got plenty of time to get it in and get it off, you know. It's going to be having plenty of time to do this. I know a lot of guys are always saying, oh, why didn't you go a little longer? But their permits only carry certain times that they're allowed to go a certain limit. So that's what it is. They gave it to them. And 12 o'clock that night, midnight, we'll be at Custom Tees, and it will be 12 at Buzz Creek, Maryland. So that's the whole deal. So I'll let you guys know ahead of time so you know. So you make your plans and get out there. And I know Jeff, I think Jeff is here now. Jeff, hit your one button because I know you wanted to come in. I had to ask you something anyhow because I just want to make sure because I'm hearing that they're going to be betting every round. Every round when they do that small block thing. So it's not like they're thinking everybody just think, oh, they're just running for shootout money. Nah, they are also gambling. They're betting. So don't let you fool yourself about that. A lot of guys want to know what's going on, but I just got to make sure. I was going to make sure these guys can do what they said they're going to do. I let them say it. I don't want to be the one say it, and I said it wrong way how they said it. But I know for a fact that there's a couple vets going out. And, you know, I know I got a couple of vets myself, and I don't mind playing around myself with the gambling, having some fun on it. Because I tell you, anybody can pick what you want, but it's going to be a dog fight at the tree. And that's where I think it's going to get won with the small block shootout. It's not going to be a pull away from nobody, not one call. I think they're all about the same. Everybody's in the hole together. But and also, Jason, I need you to come on here tonight because I have to make sure that you got this right because I want to make sure you get in here. Racing Jason, hit the one button. And also, I got to make one more other guy because they told me to give him a call. I had it on his phone. Hold on one second, guys. Let me see. Okay, so Jason said that's heads up. Hold on. I'm going to make sure I'm going to open up this mic. I see this here one. I just want to make sure I had it right. I'm going to open up this mic. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, how's everything?
All right.
Yeah, how you making out with your car? How's everything going out with the car?
It's still under no oil pressure, but I was just calling, you know, about Sammy's race. We're doing a big wheel thing for the kids, me and Killer. We're doing something for the kids, so we don't know what time we're going to do it. We're going to talk to Sammy, but it's definitely going down on Saturday. Got two brand-new big wheels, and I'm going to put it together, and we're going to have some kids go down. Probably not down the track, but the other end, Sammy said, so I'll have to find out more about that.
Yeah, you'll want to be on that sticky stuff.
Yeah, no. Kids go nowhere.
Yeah, arms look like Popeye when they come off the edge. Yeah, that's what. Okay. So at least
but that's
that,
it.
That,
I'll
that's
be,
that's going on.
Yeah, I'll be on mute.
Okay, no problem. How you guys making out with your car?
Well, we still have no oil pressure, so hopefully we're trying to make it. We're definitely going to make it for the October show. Just waiting on parts, you know. We'll try to make it another show. I forget which was the other one that we're going to try, but it's, you know, all up to the mechanic. You know, that's what we're waiting for.
I know. Right now, it's a lot of people's cars are sitting in there, and they just can't get them out because of the parts. I know what you're talking about there. I'm waiting myself. And it's like, wow, one lousy thing.
I'm just going, you know, I'll go to the show, support people, you know, have some, you know, fun, bet on some guys. And, you know, that's basically it. That's all I could do right now.
Yeah, I know it's hard to go out there and stand out there and look. I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, that's the reason why I was buying the other car because I honestly didn't have anything ready. So it just so happened, and, you know, the guy went to take the car out to go wash it, and just before he brings it to me, and some woman hit him in the back, rear-ended the car. Like, wow.
No.
So I got the car insured, everything, and I never sat in the car, put it that way. How about that?
Wow. Maybe it's meant to
That's
be.
That's what I said.
No,
that was
no.
the reason why I said, you know, it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But, you know, it happens. I didn't get hurt, so got my money back, so it's all right. I'm all good. But just one of those things.
Maybe
like
you see
now.
Something else.
I don't know. I like this one. I wasn't going to get nothing, but I really did like this. I had my heart set on this one. I already had a couple things. I wanted to run, like, pebbles in them. I wanted to try that car, which, you know, I was going to try them on the 6th, or either I would have tried them on the 30th. But it got hit. As it got hit, there's nothing I could say. Nothing I could do.
Oh, I have a question for you. You know, I haven't been around that much. You know, I you know, used to go to a couple of your races and everything. I saw you put a post, Little Cookie Monster. Is that your truck? Is that?
That's my little guy. That's my youngest one. Yeah, that's my youngest son's truck.
Oh, a little turbo truck, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's his, believe it or not, he's going to be driving that thing on the street and playing around.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy, but it's a turbo.
It's a turbo car. Yeah,
fun. You know what they do? A lot of guys take these LSs and just put a turbo on them.
Put
a little
camshaft
in it. It's not like it's a built motor or nothing like that, no stock block and all that. You know what I mean? One of those numbers, nothing crazy, but that's my youngest one. He likes to play around. He's been messing around with the little LSs, so he decided to put the little truck he's been putting together for a while, so she's just about there, and I think he's going to have that one on there. He can't have both. I can't say that. He can't have both. I forgot. He ain't going to, because I'm not towing, so not unless his older brother tows, if not, you know. He'll be just having one truck because he's got to run EJ on that on the 6th, and he's got to run Baby Copperhead on the 30th. So, you know, his hands are full right now. You know, but like he said, I told him I wanted to play around. So, my whole thing is, and I'm gonna tell you straight out how it is. A lot of these guys can be out there playing around, but they're so scared. How could I say scared about? The race is too close. You know what I mean? They ain't got them covered. They ain't got a GW, a guaranteed win.
Gotcha. Guaranteed win, yeah.
And, yeah, you know what I mean? You never know. And it's always somebody listening to somebody else. I heard he went this fast, or I think he goes this fast. You'll never know until you step up next to him. So, you know, that's what happened. You know, he knows how I am, and it is what it is. You know, sometimes you got to be a little hard-headed, you know, be a little thick-headed, you know what I mean? He just got to show me, you know. I heard about EJ's car. I heard about Baby Copperhead's car. You know, people say this, say that, but you know what? You just show me. That's all. You win, you win. We shake your hand, that's it. You know, you bet what you can afford and have fun with it. And, you know, I see so many guys got cars, and all they do is just sitting in the garage or they come to the track and make a million test hits. Why not go out there and go for a few dollars, you know what I mean? Pay for your gas, pay for your fun, and have some fun with it. I'm not doing that. As long as I got oil pressure and it's there, if I can think I could try you and I think we're close, compatible, I'm going out there. So like I told my son, don't worry about it. I said, just go out there and we're going to run. If whatever happens, happens. You shake the guy's hand, we learn from that one. We'll go to the next one. There's no big deal. If we think it was that close and it went down through there and, you know, you were neck and neck and, hey, we'll try it again. Try to see what else can step up on something, you know. But I hate to say it, you got a lot of guys that just, I don't know, they don't want to do that like that. It's got to be guaranteed some old stupid stuff or some crazy stiffs. Let's be real. Because some of these stiffs right now limit people. And I'm just being real about it, so... You know, everybody else want to tell you what you got coming with, but they ain't going to show you what they come with. What good is that? You know, things like that don't work. You know, it's got to go both ways. You can't turn around and have one person tell you, step you this way, and you got to come the same way this way, and then you ain't telling me how you come in. That's no good. Because now you got another upper hand on me because you already know what I got, and you just want to be able to have me limited. And I don't want to be limited, so that's the whole deal. I look at it, whatever works for you, and I know how your car was, and that's it. It is what it is. You know my car, and that's it. If you can't run, ask for something or whatever you got to negotiate, do what you got to do. But I don't think do the other way. That's what my whole thing is now. Whether or not, like my son's running on motor, if you got a nitrous car or whatever, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to try a nitrous car. I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. I'm not doing it. Now, if you want to go motor car or whatever and we can try to do something, that's okay with me. We don't mind playing around. But I'm not going to run. Don't look for me to be running a motor car against a nitrous car. That'll never happen. That's not going to happen. I don't care about the spot. We give you one-on-one. Like they're really giving you something. And if you do the math right, you know it ain't worth a dime. But they'll act like they're giving you something, you know? And that's why I just said I'm not looking to do that, but play around the other way, motor to motor, do something like that, we'll try something. You know, same with mine. I'm hoping to have it ready by the 6th myself. I hope to have everything back together, put like it's supposed to. Everybody know that when I went out there, I ran ODB that day, and the transmission let go, and the motor winged up, and sure enough, valve kissed the piston, and, you know, I ended up turning around. It didn't hurt. Everything else is good. The bore is good, everything, you know, but it is what it is. It snapped on it and went in the head, and it didn't go into – it went partially into the piston. It went all the way through, but the whole thing, it never even shut off. It was like, holy shit. But it messed up inside the cylinder head. So basically right now I felt like I can grind a little piece off and be done with it and put it right back, but they said no. So we're just waiting for one lousy piston. And I already got the valve, everything. So fixing that because I had to fix the seat. But then put it right back together and we'd be right back. That's the only thing. Just like they said, 4.5 weeks for one piston. And they don't make one. You got to make four. That's the deal. You can't buy one piston. You got to buy four. So that was my problem. I wasn't buying a whole set. And then no need me buying a whole set of freaking standard bore pistons. I asked everybody around to see if anybody had anything, but nobody had it. So it is what it is. But we'll be back. You know, that's why I made my son. If you ain't driving, I told him this was his ultimatum the other day. I said, listen, if you ain't going, I'm taking this car. That's what it was. I'm going, me and your brother, your older brother, either I'm going to drive or he going to drive. But one of us getting in that car, I'm having something there. So basically that's what happened. Same thing, we'll be at Sammy's race with it when we plan around. You know, if we see something, you know, that's in our category, we think we can run, maybe we're going to try. So, and don't feel shy either, too, because if you see us out there and you see it with the car or whatever and you feel like you want to ask it, feel free. Walk right up there. It's no big deal. We don't get offended. That's the problem with a lot of people. He asked me, what is he supposed to do? Who's supposed to ask who? You know, that's the whole thing. When you go to a grudge race, you hope you get asked or you ask somebody else and not worry about getting offended. Sometimes guys getting all in their emotions because somebody, he asked me. Come on now. Let's be real. That's what you're there for. So, that's what being said. I'm going to move on because I see a couple of them ones just lit up. I'm going to open up a couple of these mics. But I will see you out there Saturday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me open up this mic. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
Joe, how's it going, man?
What's going on, Cliffy? How's everything?
Everything's cool. Ghetto Cabo, how are you?
How you doing, Cliffy? Are you coming Saturday?
Chances are I will. You mean to Sammy's event? More than likely, yes.
Okay, cool.
And Joe, I was listening at your show earlier. August 6th, I'm scheduled to run EJ as well at 4.
Oh, yes.
And then, yeah. And then.
And we got to run. We got to run them at 3. We're running them at 3, and you're running them at 4.
Yeah, and then at 5, I'm gonna turn back around. Get back in the lanes, and me and 8-Ball is going to mix it up. He's giving me something generous that no matter how you look at it, I got to go for it. Everything in drag racing today, you know, so I said, you know what, fuck it. I don't know why he gave it to me. I didn't ask for it, but he gave it to me. And you know what? If these motherfuckers got belts to whip some behind that day, then you know what I need my behind with, dog. For that kind of shit, I let go. Let's go. Let's go. Then,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
For July 30th, if me or the fellas from the Lion Lock crew don't make it there, we're going to donate to a race to get paid in, you know, the tech card and everything for that day if we don't make it there. Because that following weekend, I have to be there. So that's how that goes. So to keep the board in line, Saturday, I will be supporting Sammy. And the 30th, we'll be supporting Mike. Now, if I make it there, I won't be – there's going to be no need for me to donate a tech card to a crew.
Oh, no.
Then, you know, we're just going to come in there deep. But in the event that we don't come in there deep, we're going to donate to a racer and for to get in and a tech card. And then the following weekend at MRI, of course, it's go time for sure with Elbow. The shit is on. It's on. It's
yeah.
fucking on.
Okay,
so long story short,
right.
we paying it back however it go. We paying it back. We just we line lock through. We not sitting on our ass. If we can't make it, we sending something.
No. You guys been mixing it up this year, so you know what? You can't ask nothing better than that. I can't say anything about you guys. You guys go out there and you don't give a damn. You're gonna go ahead and try it, whatever nobody says. You're going out there and trying it. So, and you've been pretty decent with it. Been getting wins on it. So hey, you know.
Listen. Hopefully it'll stay that way. Our intentions are good.
Yeah. So hopefully everything goes in your favor, whatever, that day.
Right.
Hopefully all of our favors over here, clean off.
Somebody getting the ass whooped that day. I don't give a damn with nobody. Somebody getting the ass whooped that day. If not everybody,
yeah.
Somebody getting the ass whooped. You know, I insist. I fucking insist.
My whole thing is you getting in the paint. That's what I look at it. You ain't scared to go out there. You ain't worried. It is what it is. You know, I hate to say it, but we got a lot of other guys that just won't get in the paint.
Man, a lot of guys will go there without cars, man. What kind? You know, I mean, it's wonderful you come in there. So don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, if you come and support, I got, you know, wonderful. But if you could make it there, then how hard would it be to just hook up something to your vehicle and bring some equipment? I mean, that's just me. You know, I'm not forcing nobody. I'm not talking about nobody. I'm just saying, you know, maybe it's not that easy for some. But hell, in my current condition,
right.
I say if I can make it there, I think anybody can make it there. You know, I don't get into no money talk or this and that. I'm not rich. I'm not poor. You know, I'm just here.
Mm-hmm. You're budging yourself. That's all. That's all it is. A lot of people, you know, some people go out of their way. Like I'm not gonna knock what they do, but I see some guys lose a race and you won't see them for the rest of the year. I'm just being real about it, and everybody knows. I'm just being real. You won't see hear a peep from them, because if you ask me, they bet it way over their means. That's all to it. Then you got guys that can go out there and lose, you know, every other week, maybe, you know, two or three times out of it, but they'll still be there. But they didn't bet the whole house, I mean, the farm, shoot. But the guys that are trying to make that get-rich-quick scheme, big, fast money, oof, God bless you if you can do it. But, I mean, it might work for you sometimes, but you know what I mean? Not all the time. I'm just like, I go in a casino. I don't go crazy when I'm doing the gambling. I know where I'm going to be at, how much I'm going to bet, and how much, you know. I ain't going to no high rollers room, but you can guarantee that.
You'll be
in and out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the easy way to go. I like to see my money work a little, like at least 3-4 hours, you know.
Hey, you need that. You need that.
Yeah,
hey,
but, you know, you can get, don't get me wrong, you can bang it out if you do hit it, though. You know?
What are you saying, Ghetto?
How much you guys running for? Is it locked? Is it like not locked, but is it the pot closed, or you still
what?
Putting as much as you want? You and 8-Ball.
Well, that's what you're asking me. I mean, it can always go up. I mean, and to be honest with you, I'm not really even used to people asking me, you know, putting money in my pot. So I don't know if that'll answer your question. I mean, but I cover all my pots from day one. If I lock something in, it's covered. It's covered by me alone. You know.
Yeah, no, I didn't know, because some people they usually, you guys, well, not you guys, but some people usually say, you know, it's like, you know, 3 on 1,000, and then we'll see when we get there. It might go up with other people putting.
That's exactly what it is. It's 3 on 1,000. It's 3 on 1,000 for me and 8-Ball. It's 300,000,
yeah.
And with EJ, we're all in with 500. you know, that's all in, you know. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with shit like that. I mean, the fuck?
No, no, it's a good thing. I was just trying to support Team North. If it was still open, I would have put some more money in. But,
yeah,
you know,
I come
from a street racing, you know, so street, like, this, it's, you know, I'm trying to get this grudge thing because I never, you know, I went from racing American cars to import. And, you know, sometimes you race import, you know, you're racing American car, we're not going to say, oh, what size tire you? You know, you come what you come with and that's it. You know, so when people are arguing about 20-inch tires compared to 29 inches, you know, I'm like, what the hell? They're arguing about an inch? I mean, isn't this grudge racing? You know, like, I'm trying to get an understanding of that. Because on the street, we're not arguing about what size your tire. You come with what you come with, and that's it.
Well, you know what? I understand that aspect, what you're saying, for sure, because people got to keep one thing in mind, because I also come from street racing as well. Once you leave the streets and go to a track, There is, unfortunately, some type of boundaries or some type of the better word. There's some type of structure. There is a little structure when you go to a track because people, you just can't do what you could do at a track on the street. Like on the street, you do dry hops. I would do dry hops to see if you hook it. Well, who the hell does that at a track? You do your burnout, and hopefully that first one to do you right. If it doesn't, your man lining you up will back you the hell up, get you back in the box, and you come through one time. If you don't hook the second time, then you know what? You got no choice but you pair it up or put them bugs on and go forward, stuff like that. So I get it. So, but tires, some people get scared if they see you with some Mongo Gombo tires. Then again, you got the ones with the little ones on there that'll say the hell what kind of tire you got on. Let's get it in. So technology has changed. Evolution is evolving. You know, so what can you do but try to stay with the times in simpler terms? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Nikes ain't the answer to everything. It helps, but it ain't. I just thought I'd throw that
in. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't touching nobody with no nitrous. I'm being real about it. All I can tell you, I seen what it did. I ain't get the car anyhow, so I can show you what if I'd had the car, I'd have showed you what that Corvette did with it on nitrous. You wouldn't believe it.
Don't confuse what I just said.
You just wouldn't believe it. How big difference, how much a thing wakes up. It would not believe it.
Joe, and don't confuse what I said.
Let's just say I put up a little tape of it, him giving the guy 12 in the brake on the street, but he ran nitrous on nitrous. It was just like he sucked him up like he was standing still. It was just crazy. They would never think. Now when they ran both cars, they ran motor to motor. He only beat them by like a car, all out. So he told him, "I'll turn the nitrous on and give it." Meanwhile, the thing had no compression. So it woke up like a bat out of hell. When I say it picked up ET, it picked up ET. I mean, never even think that it would turn around and drop a whole second or something off the thing. I never thought of that. But it did what it did, and that thing was... That's why I said, you ain't going to get me in that. I don't leave that nitrous alone. You know, if you're going to run me, I'd rather run a motor car. I'll stay in my lane. That's basically what I'm saying. I might be out of my lane on certain cars, even on motor, but, you know, if I go out there, at least I feel like I got a fighting chance. I just don't want to be giving away nothing, something stupid, because somebody said, oh, I'll give you 1-1. You know, I'm not going for that. 1-1 don't mean nothing.
Nah, 1-1
doesn't. That's what I'm leaving that alone.
That doesn't mean, I mean, the word 1-1 is 2, but you know what? Just give me 2 and all one shot. 1-1. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. A pinch of this and a pinch of that.
Okay. Nah. I mean, everybody got their own way to run. I mean, you know, I can't knock nobody, but I'm just telling you, I'm not doing it. I just can't. I can't see it. Not after what I saw. So, you know, that's what sold me on it. I ain't going to lie to you. Because I would have never saw it. If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I would have never believed it. So that was the real reason why I said, nah, we're going to leave these nitrous cars alone. So anything can happen. But hold on a second, you guys. I'm going to open up this here mic. I got this mic. 862-3221. Your mic is open.
All right, what's going on, Joe? How y'all making it out?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? How's everything?
Nah, I can't complain, bro. I can't complain. Just checking up on y'all, listening in.
Okay, okay. Getting close to your oil pressure, or what are you doing?
I'm getting very close, honestly. Very close.
Okay.
I'm about to have a heartbeat in a minute. I'm about to have a heartbeat to stop other people's heart from beating.
And by the way, you guys, I forgot to even ask you guys, what kind of anticipated races that you guys waiting to see? I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, I know a lot of guys been looking at certain races and saying that it never happened, and now suddenly some of them are happening. What race are you looking at that you can't wait to see?
Well, I'm going to tell you that, Joe. I can't wait to fucking see EJ go out there with me. With me. That's what I'm anticipating on. Fuck the dumb shit. That little fella, he's
okay.
Just talking.
I'm just gonna say I just hope the races get off. I'm not gonna say what race I'm anticipating to see because it seems like everybody's changing dates and everything. So as long as the race get off, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? As long as everybody's safe and the best man win, that's all I want. It's good racing.
Well, what race were you thinking about that you like to see get off?
I like to see Bobby races get off. I like to see Cliff and A-Paul get off. I like to see that should be a decent race after Clifton beat Antoine, you know, and that's basically it. I mean, you know. Oh, and
I mean,
Craig
don't get me wrong, but I see Bobby.
Craig and Mike
Bobby seemed awful
like
confident. I forgot about Bobby's race. That's supposed to be on the 30th too.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I forgot
about
OG.
I like to see them races get off.
Yeah, well, they got 1-on-10, ain't it?
Yeah, from what I heard, I think it is,
1-on-10 that day. Yeah, they got to run 1-on-10.
I like that race for the driver. You know what I'm saying? I would have to bet on the driver. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's no bullshit. I mean, Lil Simon, you know what, pound for pound, you put him in anything, he's going to do it. He's going to make it do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, he's going to make it get to the other end. Yeah,
you know, Gordo... He appears to have nice equipment, but you know what? That's something I haven't seen him operate yet. So
it's basically a driver versus the mouth. That's what it is. Mouth versus a driver.
That's what that is.
I ain't biting my tongue on that. That's what it is.
Yeah, you said it better.
Okay. Oh man, he's gonna be making a live tomorrow.
Hey, it is what it is. Yeah, I know. And he's gonna be bashing me, talking about he'll run me, and I ain't got no oil pressure.
It's just an opinion, Tori. You ain't said nothing wrong out there in my eyes. You know, everybody has.
Bro, I appreciate that, bro. Yeah, true.
No, you know, and you can't. You know, opinions is what makes the world go around. At one time, somebody said the world was flat. Then that other dude said it was round. So look where we at now. So,
right. And opinions like assholes. Everybody got one. So there you have it.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it's all about racing, though. You know what? You like it on Simon, and they like it on them. They got a lot of guys like it on him. So that's a good race. When you get it lopsided, you just say everybody on one side, you know damn well half of times it's a guaranteed win. You know what I mean? It's like a no-brainer sometimes. You know, some of these guys. But when you can turn around and both sides, everybody like on one side and this guy like this other side, it's going to be a hell of a race. You know, through there, you know, nobody expected, you know, who wanted to pull it off, and now that's anticipated. Sometimes you're just waiting right to that bulb turn on you saying, oh, shit, who's going to light going to come on? That's a good race.
Yeah,
man. I like to see side by side. I don't like to see nothing. A drag away, you know, three cars and stuff like that. That's not not on my hand.
You really have to think about it, gentlemen. Have you ever seen a bus driver get in a plane and try to fly that son of a gun?
No.
I go
that was
down.
A good one. No. That was a good one. No.
This is what we're doing with y'all.
Unless you're doing it, unless you're flying planes part time.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Wow.
I
ain't gonna mess with that one.
I'm not talking about nobody, but the equipment is there. I mean, it, you know, I mean, I could be wrong. You know, I mean, they both grudge races, so you know what? One's gonna get there first, though.
But yeah, but it's like Holy Cell fighting Don King. You know what I'm saying? It's not. He's a promoter. He's not a fighter. You know, you got promoters that trying to be drivers. You know.
And we can't get tangled up just because we hit 10 stacks. You know what I'm saying? We can't.
Yeah.
We're looking at the stacks. You know, everybody's caught up in the stacks. The hell with the stacks.
Exactly.
You got to get that equipment going through there first, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Bobby.
But what happened? What would happen if Gordo wins? What would happen?
Hey, if he wins, he's the better man. He's the better driver that day.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. You got to give him props. He talks stuff, and he back it up. Have a good one. Yeah.
Now, if OG wins,
oh,
you best believe you're going to see him with a fresh pair of gators on.
They're going to have to call 911 and call a paramedic for everybody because they're going to have a heart attack.
Yep. He's going to get a brand new Rolex watch. Be buying a new cutter.
Gucci glasses. Gucci fanny bag, the whole 9 yards.
Yeah. Y'all can't mess with OG. OG right, boy. Shit. OG ain't no play.
He a cool dude. Other than that, he's cool.
Yeah, that joker. He done got the fountain of youth somewhere, boy. He done dropped 20-some years off his fountain, boy, right quick.
Yeah,
what are you drinking? What are you drinking? Something good. I'm gonna watch it when he at the track. I'm gonna see what he drinking. Let me see what kind of water he drinking. Let me see what he drinking. I better get some of that shit.
All you gotta do is just look at the shoes when he come in the track. Look at his shoes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you if he's confident or not.
Oh, shit. OG ain't no joke. Got his DC glasses on.
That's
an impressive
ass dude right there. That's for the goodness.
Yeah, he's doing his thing. I give him credit. God bless him. That's great.
He is.
Good to see somebody turn around if he had to do something like that. You know, and like I said, what is it? You say, call him, you had a trucking money. You know, everybody's like, you had something. Got something. You know, it gets me when you knock a man to turn around and they're working. That's what I don't understand it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't. You can't knock a man.
You got a lot of people that do. That's a lot. A lot of people do that to anybody, whether they're trucking or promoting or doing whatever. That's because they're mad because they're not doing it. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, that's just
what
I'm saying. Yeah,
real about it. He got it the right way. He did what he had to do, and that is what it is.
Right.
That's what I love that. When I see stuff like that happen, man, shoot, you can't tell me nothing. Look, I know a guy that went and started out with this raggedy truck over here, right? Cesspool Company. And, man, let me tell you, he started out as nothing. And he's a multi-millionaire right now. He probably got about 9 trucks. They're called Kangaroo. And we went to school together. When he first started out, it was old beat-up truck. But, man, who would ever think that business would go that big, you know? You know, and he jumped right in it and did his thing. And everybody knows who he is, and he gives a fair price. And everybody will wait for him to come do it. You know, no more of the cesspool rings, no more. Now they got to put it into the septic. So that's it. They make he does it right there, puts the tank in there for you. He's been doing a good job, man, and he's making his money. So God bless him that you can do something like that. You know, sometimes people get personal and then people business, and it's not about racing. It start getting personal, it's no good.
Right.
You know, keep it racing.
Exactly.
Don't worry about what that man got. If he can run his program the way he's running, it is what it is. I don't care if he got to turn around. And, you know, I know guys out right now that got motors that they're paying on still. You know, they took a loan out and put it in. But they can pay for it. They do it. Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. You know?
Yep. And it's nobody's business either. You know, if they doing that, that's what they got to do. I mean, that's what it is. Nobody's paying nobody's bills.
It is what it is. If he turn around, if that person is running around for $300, they disrespect what he do. If he don't go, you know what he is when you first went up to him when he went to go race. If the man, you know the man's a $300 man, hey, don't go up there knocking him and trying to make him run for more. You know what he's going to do.
Yeah,
that's
the worst. That's the worst. People say, oh, he ain't got no damn money. He ain't got no money. Okay, but he's racing.
You don't know what.
Racing for what he's trying to race for,
got,
and that's it. That's it.
Yeah. He's having his fun with it. He's not trying to get rich, you know, quick, whatever. But hold on 1 second, because I got somebody on here. I forgot about him. I know a couple people coming
Where's
in here.
Where's Fat Albert?
Oh, I didn't see him yet. I didn't see him. He might be on the road still, too. You know, he'll come in a little bit later on. Fat Albert. Yeah. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
How
y'all
Woods.
Fellas
right,
doing out
Woods.
There?
What's going on,
Parker? What's
going on?
How's everything with you?
Oh, man, I'm just relaxing right now on vacation.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
Wait, every time you come on, it sounds like you're on a, what's that? I used to go on the CB, Cobra 148. It sounds like you're on a amplified microphone, this guy.
Kevin Hunt got the D-104.
Oh, damn.
So, what you see that one of the anticipated races that you want to see?
All of them, man, tell you the truth.
Sound
all
like
of them, all. No, I got a few, you know. We'll see. I'm trying to make it there on the 30th.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie to you. I like to see. I want to see what Bobby, you know, he definitely talking the talk. I got to give him credit, you know. He definitely. And then you got to say, Mike Brown with Shirley Baby. Matter of fact, I can tell you on the 30th also, Lewis Collins and 10-5 Drew. Big block versus small block, motor to motor. On the 30th.
What
all about that one.
What car?
That's the black and mild. The Nova, Lewis Collins.
Nova
6970 Nova. Yeah, him and 10-5 Drew is doing it. I forgot about that.
That day's looking up.
Yeah, they're study locking in, like I said. What's his name with the Malibu from the 4th Street Posse?
Red.
Oh, my. Yeah, Red. Red's Malibu and Simon going to run. You know that, right?
No, Silverhawk.
Silverhawk's Mustang.
Right. Simon.
That's
Simon,
locked
Simon
in, too, now.
Two cars that day, Simon going to be working.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Let me see. Silverhawk and Mike Brown on the 30th. Yep. That's. Okay, he was just writing stuff with it on that.
Man,
album,
nothing personal. I like Red. Fuck the dumb shit. Nothing personal.
Yeah,
I like
but,
Red on that.
You like Red on that one?
I said that. Joe,
don't get.
Oh, you know
Silver Hawk gonna get on here. You better be careful.
No, but it's nothing personal.
I'm just saying, you know how you play, right? Fat Albert, your mic is on also.
Okay, Joe, what's going on, everybody? So I was a little late. I was in a meeting.
What's up, Fat
Albert? All right, okay.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, Albert? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing. Hey, what's up, Tor?
Imagine what meeting you was in.
We just trying to figure out.
You know what race I want to see, Joe? You know what race I want to see? I know they're going to be mad at me, but you know what race I want to see? ODB
that?
With Antoine Collins versus Pressure with Brittany driving.
Man, they still arguing, right? Man, they still arguing.
There it goes. That race ain't going to happen. They ain't locking nothing, did they?
No, but that's the race I like to see.
You talking about with Brittany driving, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is. You know, I mean, they got their reason, but I just, you know, I've seen Antoine drive before. You know, I've seen Brittany drive before. So we have two qualified drivers, and they both got cars. What's the problem? But that's just me. I mean, gotta wait to see what they come up with.
Yeah, I would love to see it too. I would love to see that race. You know, I think they've been talking about it before. I don't know what happened
yeah.
last time. I don't know if somebody paid. Did somebody pay DP the first one?
I think she beat Antoine, didn't she?
I don't know if they raced. I thought it was just. I thought he might have paid DP.
Oh, okay, man.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. They did pay DP. That's right. Yeah.
Mhm.
Oh, they paid it twice.
You know
they're
gonna make.
That's right. They paid it.
You know they're gonna make a live feed on you, so you better cut it out.
He probably will. Oh, what the hell?
You know, that's the latest thing they do, everybody do now lately. You know, when they get mad, they make a live feed on you. They got to go in the backyard and dig something up. They're going to bring it back out. You remember when you raised such and such, I bet you didn't say nothing there. I see that coming. But, hey,
oh,
Fat Albert, you coming down here this Saturday?
No, Joe.
You don't think I'll make it?
No.
Okay.
Boys, I'm supposed to have you supposed to have this procedure done on my hips Friday, so I'm going to be down for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
At least for about
a
week or so, anyway.
Hmm?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
At least for a week? Okay.
Yeah, at least a week. Yeah, uh-huh.
I hope everything worked out good. Well, hold on a second, you guys. Let me open up this here mic because I know they wanted to get in. Matter of fact, it's Sammy, your mic is open.
Hello, fellas.
What's going on, Sammy?
Good evening.
What's going on, Sammy? What's going on, Sam, buddy?
Sammy, I was talking about this show. I know you got the all steel, all glass. You got Grudge. What other classes or what else do you have besides that?
No time 28-35.
No time 28?
275, yeah.
Okay, got it.
Going to be some good weather this weekend. I tell you that, man. It's going to be nice and warm. It's sunny.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Nice.
I check it every day, and it's getting better and better. As long as it doesn't get hot, I'm good to go.
Right.
Put some bleach in that water over there. You know that water, that little creek there? I went over there at one spot. I can't be over there, boy. That damn mosquito's in there tore my ass up hanging out over that joker.
What were you saying?
I was like, well, you know, I wasn't against the fence. I was against the other part, the other side. You know, like in the back of the row. I parked on that, man, that little creek they had me in between the, where you tech at. And there, that's where I was parked at. Boy, the machines were lighting us up over
there.
Yeah.
Oh, go back.
We'll get there a little earlier this time.
I like that curl juice.
Yeah, I think they like black meat.
Yeah, they like that curl liquid that you put in the hair.
Almost burnt up, boy.
Oh,
dude.
Shit.
What grudge races you have? Do you have any locked in so far? I know you got 10-5 Drew in the Blue Mustang.
10-5 Drew, Blue Mustang. McGlovin got two. I tell you the truth.
What's McGlovin using?
Fuck me and telling me, I forget.
What McGlovin's running with? Cadillac or the?
I think his called the Dodge. The Hellcat.
Oh, the Hellcat?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a twin turbo Mustang. New style, like a 2016.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
There's a couple of them. See, there was. I don't even know. Tell you the truth, I forgot. They locked in a while back ago, these cars, too. And I was trying to go back on my Facebook to see. Well, that's shit, it's way back down there. It was months ago they locked in. I know.
Okay.
Killer and Simon. Killer and Simon.
Which Killer Pose are you running?
Simon.
Which car?
The Cuda.
Which car Simon's going to use, the Mustang or the Cuda?
The Cuda.
Oh, so the Cuda and the Toyota?
Yeah.
That's what's going out? Okay.
Something like that. There was a couple others, but I'm not sure exactly. I know there was a couple.
Oh, hold on one second.
I know a lot of people. Go ahead.
Hold on one second. I didn't see it the first time, but wow. Hold on one second. Make sure I open this mic up because we called her name. I told you. That's it. Brittany, I'm sorry I didn't see it. I messed up. I see you had told me open your mic up.
Hey, Joe, you want to know why Fat Albert was late getting on the show?
No, why?
He probably got him a whole lot of BC power if he mentioned ODB and Pressure. He bought the full out of BC powder.
Oh, shoot.
That's how he was late getting on. He was buying BC powder.
Oh, no.
See where you started,
Oh, shoot. Well, is it going to happen, Brittany? Is it going to happen, Brittany?
On my end, it can, but... to be honest, no.
Oh, they scared?
Now you want me to buy BC powder.
Look,
we've been
asking
them before.
It's only an opinion. Do you think they scared of you?
I think so. I mean, if we both locked in, you pay me punk out, say the truck broke. But 5 minutes later, you in the lane running somebody else.
Oh.
What that sound like? And then instead of running me, you tell your brother-in-law to race me.
They put the brother-in-law in the fire. What was the outcome of that?
Then the man got mad at me.
Huh?
Yeah, his brother-in-law get mad at me because I beat him, but they told you to come and run me. That's not my problem.
Oh, man. Oh, shoot. Bad Alvin, you see how you starting stuff?
No, not me, Joe. You just asked the question. That's all. I just gave you my opinion.
Oh, my God.
So my thing is, you want to get back because you paid punk out, but you're only trying to get one race back that you paid punk out for. What about the other one?
Interesting.
Okay.
Nice.
It sounds real interesting. You just opened up a whole can of worms.
I thought they don't pay punk out those guys.
Well, I mean, I pay my baby daycare with his money, so I don't know.
Oh, y'all
really starting some shit tonight. Y'all starting some stuff tonight.
I'm not starting. I'm just saying. I know,
Cap, well, I'm just messing with y'all. I'm just saying, you know how they get when they get on here. Better get our conversation out now, because after they get on here, we ain't going to say nothing.
Damn, boy.
I mean, I was told if it walk like a duck and quack like a duck, I mean, it's a duck.
She is rough.
Oh, no. So you said walk like a duck, quack like a duck.
Oh my gosh,
see that joke? Joe.
Cliffy, how you doing there, Cliffy?
Yeah, he's doing waggler's tail. That's what he wants to talk about.
Oh my god.
Y'all ain't right. Y'all ain't right. Oh my god.
Mm. Oh, your fault, Joe.
Amy. You know who started it? You see when Fat Albert got on here first thing? He said,
Joe, you should be ashamed of yourself starting something like that. He said, Joe, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, man. Hold on, y'all. I got to open up another mic. Hold on, you guys. I got to open this mic up. 202-2474. Your mic is open.
I said, you know, mute my shit. I ain't pressing one button. I'm just listening. Listen, y'all not gonna pull me into y'all shenanigans and shit tonight, okay? I'm chilling and listening.
Mic,
Oh, he's gotta mute my mic. I'm gonna mute my mic.
Be careful, Will.
So, Rick, you don't want to say what most anticipated race you want to see? You don't want to say it?
To be honest with you, Joe, and I keep saying this, and people don't believe me. I'm kind of out of the loop, so I don't know who's doing what and what's going on, other than you know certain things I get tagged in. It would be nice to see President ODV race, yes, but it's way too much extra shit in it, so it's okay. Really not worth entertaining. But I'm going back on mute, man. I'm just listening. How y'all are?
Hey, Joe, I got a most anticipated race.
What's that?
What is it?
Brittany and Long Island Joe.
Mm-mm.
Well, that's going to happen. We're going to happen in October, okay? We'll do that in October. I just think, you know, you know what I'm waiting for, that one lousy piston. Then I'll do it. Well, hold up. Before y'all think I'm scared of Brittany now. What happened on the last outcome, Brittany, with me and you?
What kind of pissing you need, Joe?
Hey, Brittany.
She
ain't gonna answer that now, huh?
Oh. No, I said you beat me, and I would like my race back.
Yeah, listen, and I'm not going to lie to you, and I'll be real about it. I left on her, and she slept, but when I passed the finish line, I felt a world, a tornado pass me. I'm like, what the hell? I said, when's she going to get off that damn gas pedal, boy? She was wild. I mean, she rocked through there. I give her back, though. I got no problem giving that back. I already said I'll try one more time. Before I retire, yeah, so you're going to beat up on
the
old man.
Some people I can let leave, and I can run them down. You're just not that person.
I got lucky. Got lucky on that one. That's all.
Holy Jesus, holy Jesus.
I got lucky. So hold on. Wait. So this is what you're trying to tell me then, Brittany? You let his uncle leave, and you went and got him?
No. I didn't say that.
Joe always starts.
No,
she's too smart for that.
You didn't catch on. I said, did you see the race, Fat Albert?
What race? Between you and Brittany?
No, when Brittany ran the uncle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw.
Did she let him leave?
I'm back on mute.
Something ain't right. Fat Albert's not the same Fat Albert that be on here.
Wait.
What's up,
I'm
going
to ask Brittany
wrong?
This question. Brittany, when you looked in the rearview mirror, did you see a whole bunch of bad crew that ran up to the 330 marking? I'm just asking.
I didn't see nothing. I had my eyes.
Huh?
My eyes.
I know you're looking in the rearview mirror. Tell me, did you look?
No, I have my eyes closed.
Okay. All right, I'm back. Let me open up another mic, y'all. Y'all late.
I got what Joe was saying.
804-0994. Your mic is open.
In $375, turn right onto 7th Avenue.
Shit.
804-0994. Your mic is open. I guess they don't want to talk. I'm about to mute that one. All right. But hold on. I got to ask him. Tricky Ricky, you there? Come on now, Tricky Ricky. Answer that question for me.
Yo.
Hey, Rick, can you answer that question for me?
What's the question?
Can you answer that question for us?
What was the question?
The question was, when Brittany ran his uncle, did the Bad Mouth crew run down there to the 330 mark? I'm just asking.
Hey, Joe.
Bad Alvin had texted me, so I wanted to know.
Joe, listen. I have sanctions placed on me. By my team and my organization. I'm not at liberty to say certain things right now, due to breach of contract. So I'm just listening, and I'm on mute, okay? Stop trying to get me to incriminate myself.
Did he say on contract? He's a breach of contract.
Yeah,
oh my
mandated
God.
Rules in place and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even sound right. That don't even sound right. I ain't even go for that one. Uh oh. So hold on, y'all. Y'all better hold on tight because somebody getting ready to get chopped up right quick. Hold on.
Here he comes.
443-9148. Your mic is open. 443-9148. Your mic is open.
Hey guys, what's going on?
I knew it. Come on, go.
I see everybody's laughing and hee-hee-heeing about the Bad Mouth Crew. Let me get something straight as one of the mechanics. Okay? When that race between Antoine and Brittany was supposed to have happened, the water pump did go out in the truck. I was the one that went up there and paid and gave the deposit on the race. And I told him if I could get the truck ready, we would run them back. But I never said when. We would run them. Second of all, right
Mr.
now,
Miles,
the truck, the way we got the
Mr.
truck
Miles,
set up.
Mr.
Yeah.
Miles. If that was the case, if y'all really won the race, y'all could have drained the water out of that motherfucker and went out there. Y'all didn't do that.
Did you have your turn? Did you have your turn to talk? Did you or did you not have your
did
turn
I,
to talk?
Did I have my turn?
Listen.
No.
If you did, I sat back and I listened to you all laugh and hee hee and ha ha ha.
No, you didn't listen to nobody.
You didn't
hear ha ha and laugh. You spoke.
Why didn't I?
Why didn't I? You spoke.
I've been sitting back listening to the show since the show started.
You don't like the correction, and I understand that.
Joe,
but if y'all really wanted
Joe,
to run, then y'all
Joe,
could have drained the water out of that motherfucker.
Joe, I am not entertaining him. Joe, to
you
let
ain't
you
gotta
know,
entertain me.
You
shouldn't be on
Joe,
here.
Joe, to let you know, I was the one to take the water pump on the truck myself. Second
okay,
of all, that was not our uncle. That was a cousin of Mark that she raised. And
Joe,
it was not five minutes later that we was back in the lane. Because anybody that's a mechanic know it takes longer than 5 minutes to change a water pump. I went down to the far side of the track and got a water pump from another racer named Cheeseburger. I walked down.
Oh, okay. I know
Cheeseburger. And then when I got down into the trailer, I realized that I didn't have the gasket, so I had to go find some Permatex to put the water pump on. So therefore, that tells you right there that it was not 5 minutes to put a water pump on.
Nobody said it was 5 minutes.
Yo, yes, you did. Y'all said 5 minutes later we were back in the lane racing somebody else.
Go back and read. Nobody said 5 minutes.
Brittany did say a while ago that 5 minutes later we were back racing somebody. Am I right, Joe?
I did say that. I did say five
okay.
minutes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
here's the thing. You're coming on here talking about what you told me. We never even had that conversation about you going back out there. So where you got that conversation from, I have no clue.
We didn't have no conversation about what?
But hold on. But the thing about it is, before you paid the pump out money, Dante offered you a water pump, and then you turned it down. Then you come giving me the money, so I said, tell Antoine, come pay me. Because me and Antoine was joking about it all day. And I told him, if you take me pump out, I'm a clown.
Well, then
you come talk about, oh, yeah, Antoine, so I'm trying to figure out what water pump would you change it when you was talking to me.
Yes, I did change the water pump. And was it 5 minutes later? No, it was not 5 minutes later.
Okay, well, close enough. The point is, you went out there with somebody else and never came back to race me.
You had the conversation, but you never said anything about running. I didn't go out there with nobody. Okay? Yes,
Nick, make a test pass.
But
Joe, open his mic up, Joe. He's texting.
We're not ready to entertain them because there's a whole lot of extra stuff. You know, if you can't lock in a race on a decent level, you know, y'all go ahead and
there's nothing
to
entertain because I like laughing and having fun, and I can't do that with y'all, so there's nothing to entertain.
No. I've never had a problem with you at all. It's certain people that wants to go above and beyond and do some extra stuff. I've never had a problem with you at all.
Y'all don't do extra stuff?
Put a name on it. Tricky Ricky. I sit back and watch it. Rick ain't said a motherfucking thing to the day.
So don't keep putting my name in y'all fucking feelings. Okay.
But my question is, what does Tricky Rick have to do with me or C-Man? Because he's part of the team. He ain't got nothing to do.
I ain't saying nothing.
From what I see, Tricky Ricky was acting like he was one of y'all stage managers.
Hey, Joe, open up, Antoine.
Me myself,
Antoine, Mike.
Me myself, I'm just
okay,
hold up. But I'm just sitting back and I watch a whole lot of stuff that goes on, and I don't say a whole lot, and I'm voice my opinion.
Dad, hold it. Bring it.
Like I said, I got this. I see the bullshit, the fuckery going on.
So I'm gonna clear this shit the fuck up. I'm gonna clear this shit the fuck up because I don't give a fuck what nobody gotta say. So yes, my water pump did go the fuck on. Yes, my dad did go over there and get another water pump and the gas. Yes, I told him to go ahead because at that point in time I said fuck them and I don't want to deal with them. That's what the fuck I said. And yes, I had a sweet fucking race and a motherfucker gave me 2-1 odds and I took that fucking race. I don't give a fuck about running back. I don't give a fuck about running Brittany. So I don't know why this fucking dumbass race keeps coming up. I don't give a fuck about it. It's not going to happen. That race is not going to happen. OD versus Pressure with CJ Dre, it's not going to happen. So I don't give a fuck about it. So can y'all please dead that whole fucking situation? It's not going to fucking happen. Now, I don't want to cook
I almost told you what I wanted. The only reason it came up, because people said, Joe asked a question, what race would you like to see?
So it don't fucking matter, because listen, all y'all doing is inciting more and more bullshit with it. I don't give a fuck about none of that. I'm saying what the fuck I got to say. This shit is dead. It's not going to happen. I heard what I said. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. We know what we know. And it is what it is. And I don't give a fuck. And Dad, you ain't got to come over here and explain your shit stuff to no fucking body. Because at the end of the day, I keep telling you, bad mouth crew versus anybody. I don't give a flying fuck about none of them. And that's real. Now I'm back on fucking me.
Can we go back to anybody?
Hey, Antoine.
Now, that is
funny. Joe, you see what you decided, Joe?
I think they got off on the wrong foot because Brittany said more than to pay because she
said otherwise he's going, Kalani's going to be on him. I think that was a little agreement. They had already talked. That's what they said, right? So I guess the extra stuff, I don't know who put the extra stuff in, but that's how some of the races go. Like, okay, for example, I told Antoine he got to cook me or he got to make something on my platter. You know, that's what's supposed to be fun, having fun about it. But for some reason, they just can't have the fun that to do with it. I don't know. It's more personal, something else. But
yeah,
to me, everybody's got a thing. Like Marcus made me make him a platter. When my son lost, I had to feed him. I went along with the thing. Now, if they would have lost, Marcus would have had to put the soap in his mouth. You know, but that's the whole thing. And it's like Brittany said, you got to come and pay me. He wanted him to pay. I think that right there got on the wrong foot or something. I don't know. It's more than whatever it is. It's a little bit more. So I don't know the whole deal. So I think he asked for the dead. I guess we're going to respect it and go ahead and let it go. So that one, I guess you just got a one-up on him, and that's it, Brittany. But I got one-up on you, Brittany, so I'm going to give you a chance back. All right,
Joe.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna ask this question, and I called your name, Fat Albert, Corey, Cowboy, and whoever else listening, right?
You didn't say anything.
If you keep saying you don't give a fuck about somebody and you don't want to do this, you don't want to do that, this what you saying? But then they get on here and talk about, I'm the problem on this side, but yet they got team members that keep throwing the motherfucking race up and trying to make this shit happen or antagonizing the situation, you know, trying to get something done. But if you say you done with it and you don't give a fuck about that person, why even let this shit go in?
Okay, pause. I'm going to stop you right there. Because it was said on this fucking show, after I paid y'all punk out when I was blowing fuse at MIR, that he will wait on me. He said, I expect that phone call when I come back out around Labor Day. And I just told my dad, and he's on here to witness this, I've been against everything that we said the plan we was going to do for the truck. I was not supposed to race this Friday. I was supposed to go in the shop this Friday. I said, fuck it, when Willie Dog called me out, I want to get some action. I got to get my nut off. Exactly what I told him. I ain't done yet. I gotta get mine off. And that's what the fuck I did. And that's what it was. So when we went down there to the beach, it's, Hold on, let me finish.
Come on. If you said you wasn't going to be ready till Labor Day, right, and that's when you was going to make your call, what make you think they supposed to jump now that you want to run this week?
Hold up. That's what I'm getting ready to get to. Because I seen that little dumbass post he posted on Facebook, and I told Marcus, and you can tag Marcus, you can ask anybody in the band, I say, if that fucking weak black bitch is there, I'm going dead across that motherfucker's ass. It's going to be done with.
That's what it was going to be.
So I told Marcus, I should bring pressure to Friday or some dumbass shit. It got sent in my inbox.
He was going to do that. Hold on. Listen. I'm going to hit you to something real quick.
But hold on, Rick. I got a question. Hold on, Brittany.
That didn't happen because I was busy. That's the only reason why his car wasn't at the track this weekend, because I was busy. So he didn't feel comfortable going without me. That's the only – he called me and told me. I can show you the motherfucking text message for anybody on here.
I don't need to see
bring my
that.
Fucking car
to
the track now. And I told him I couldn't because I'm doing something. So he wanted to get across your ass, motherfucking Saturday, for real, but it just couldn't happen because I was doing something. So y'all want to race each other. If y'all want to race, let the shit be about racing, man. It's like way too much extra other shit involved. If y'all want to run – just run. Cut the other
Listen,
shit out.
Listen, Rick, okay, I'm going to tell you the same way like I told Marcus. I'm not running Brittany. I have no gives two fine fucks about running Brittany. I want CJ. So I'm not worried about that race with Brittany. I don't give a fine fuck about that. I don't care about that. I don't give a fuck about being in the seat.
That's what the fans, man. That's because that's some shit that y'all already done talked about.
I don't give a fuck about it. The race at hand is CJ. Now, you told me before I could come to you and get a race slot. Miss Tammy said the same shit. But I'm telling you.
But you ain't came to me because you told me you don't fuck with me.
Listen, I'm Would you let me finish? Yes, I don't fuck with you. Yes, I don't give a fuck. I don't fuck with CJ. I'm telling you. So that's why I told Marcus,
yo,
you know
you
what?
Don't fuck with him,
you
hold,
you listen. Would you listen, man? Listen, because something was said on this show, and I'm here to prove y'all wrong. That's what the fuck I'm doing. So I let Marcus, and I let my dad, and I let Pop, and my brother. I said, y'all four can take care of it. If y'all can get it locked in, get it the fuck locked in. They want to hold. They want to run for August the 6th. I will not be in town for August the 6th. I will be in Miami. So I told them, and I told them all, so all, they all know, y'all can, if he locks the fuck in, y'all can take that bitch. Just that simple. If not,
okay,
bitch,
so
just sit in the fucking, sit out.
That's one. You don't fuck with me. I'm not going to say I don't fuck with you. You all right, but you got your discrepancies with me for whatever reason. That's cool. If he can't do it when y'all want to run, I mean, when you want to run, and you can't do it on a date that he want to run, but you initially said you was going to tap his shoulder at the Labor Day, then what the fuck is the problem?
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Hold on, watch this. But so he got on a race lot then with Buck Gibson on August the 6th. So what's the fucking hold up?
First of all, he's not locked in with Buck Gibson. Y'all will sit there and act like y'all know every fucking thing under the sun. Him and Buck Gibson discussed a race about August 6th. Yes.
Oh, because what was said was that it was locked. So when I heard, I said, oh, it's locked. Marcus, you know what? Fuck it, let's get him. Simple. If he's going to be there,
once
why the
again,
fuck can't a race
y'all
happen?
Y'all will sit there and act like y'all know everything. The race is
so
not
I don't have to know
the
everything,
Antoine,
nor do I give a fuck about Karen.
Okay, but hold on.
Okay, watch this. We can get all this. With a car be there, August. Hold up. Watch this. We can get all this right now.
At this point in time, I don't know.
Hold up. Antoine, do you not say shit just to say shit?
Depends on what day of the week it is.
Somebody else said it. Do you believe everything that you hear?
That's why I asked. That's why. Well, coming from the person that it was, he's a good motherfucker. I ain't never had. He never ever said nothing wrong to me. So I didn't. I never took that type of a way. But I'm gonna say this.
Okay,
no,
so
let
this
me finish.
Let me finish.
I'm not. Let me finish.
Yes,
but
sir,
I know
I'm
he
sorry,
supports.
Sorry,
I know he supports Long Island Joe and Larry T's events. So I knew in my heart that he was gonna be there. So why not try? If I knew that race was supposed to be locked in, which I know he's gonna support Long Island Joe and Larry T, why not get it on right there the same day?
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. If he can't make the date that you want to run, you can't make the date that he wants to run in August, what's the next option?
Labor Day.
October.
Okay.
Labor Day.
Rick.
What's
Rick.
The date
We're
for
not
Labor
even
Day?
Go through that. Wait, Rick,
That's
wait a minute. I'm going to kill this right now. Antoine, CJ's not home. I don't know where CJ at. But let me tell you what I'll do. August 6th, y'all can run 8 o'clock off the trailer, heads up, Pro Tree, 1500 like the whole pot in week before.
I'm not coming off the trailer. Ho, ho. I'm not coming off the trailer at 8 o'clock. Mm-mm.
Did I say come off the trailer? Oh, I did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I'm sorry.
Same system as last time. 3,000, let's get fucking busy. 9 o'clock.
You
I don't give a fuck about 8 o'clock. Hold on. No, I'm not locking the whole pot in. No, I'm not. 3,000. It ain't no hold up. If two cars go down, when both cars go through the burnout box, whole pot slot. Simple. 3-on-1. Anything can happen between now and then.
You're running all the way to 12 o'clock, so you got plenty of time.
Before.
9 o'clock, it ain't going to hurt. That's 3 hours more.
Okay, let me push this in. All right, back to work.
That's what CJ said on the post earlier. That's my offer. 8 o'clock. Y'all locked the whole pot in the week before. Heads up.
Three on the thousand, whole pot lot when both cars come in the fucking beams. I'm not doing that. See y'all.
Wait a minute, huh?
Because I'm
lost.
What are you talking about? I'm gonna have more than one fucking race. Period. You're gonna wait till 8 o'clock. If the truck is gonna be there, it's gonna get more than one race. Y'all not gonna be
so
my only fucking race. But if y'all was
the
lock in first, it's a guarantee that I would be there.
Wait, Antoine. What I'm saying is, I'm just going off the top of my head and off the trailer came out because, like I said, CJ and Rick was, CJ and Buck were talking about a race. There is no office at 8 o'clock. That's dumb, and I wouldn't expect you to do that. But Hancock, 8 Mile, Pro Tree, but lock 1500, the whole pot the week before.
I'm not locking the whole pot in. That's what part you're not listening to.
No, you're not listening. You don't pay punk all
the time. I hear what you're saying. I agree with everything that you're saying. Listen. I agree to everything you said, but I'm not.
Hold on. Let me just see, Brittany. I think what he's saying, because he's gonna have more than one race, and if you break the car, he gotta pay you that whole pot.
Exactly. That's pointless.
Okay,
so
and so you sit around until 8 o'clock, and then the race still don't happen.
That's kind of the point.
When it comes to us, you done broke twice. So and sit around and do what? Other than rock butt. And then go
out there. Hold up. I'm going to stop you right there. When I had broke the pump, when the fuse had popped, I went to Fat Albert, and Fat Albert can tell you. I said, can you get them to hold 1 second? I'm going to fix it right now. Exactly what I went to. And by the time all this happened, y'all had stage, y'all went down the track.
Hold on. Yes, you did. But when I walked to go tell Brittany them to hold on, the guy
right.
in the street told them to go. It wasn't
See,
them
I didn't know that.
Rush.
That's what I'm saying. You would have never got punk out that day. And I put it on everything. You would have never got punk out. You either got my pockets flipped or I would have flipped on. It was been one of the two. But when that issue happened, all I had, when we backed it up, we seen what it was right then and there. And I went ahead and fixed it.
No, you didn't see what it was because you weren't standing there. That's the point that you are missing. And after the race, you can ask. Fat Oliver was standing there. Fred was standing there. There was another guy with the glasses that had the Malibu. He was standing there. The starter and I got into it because he yelled at me and told me, shut the fucking door so he could stay. I was like trying to let CJ know what was going on, but before I could even say anything, I opened the door. He told me, shut the fucking door so he could stay. My thing is, I'm human like you. Don't talk to me like that. But you want to get on Facebook, and that's the issue. Like, y'all just want to come up with shit that doesn't make any sense to say, oh, well, they just wanted $300. What the fuck is $300? That's not what I'm not getting it. Like, somebody scared of you. You're not scared of us.
Joe,
not
open
scared
up.
Of you. So $300.
Open up, CJ Mike.
It's pointless. That's what I'm trying to explain.
So what I'm saying
you
is this. When all
like,
that shit, when all,
saving.
Brittany, okay, I don't know nothing about that other side situation going. I don't know nothing about that. All I know is when that happened, when I kicked that fuse, I had went to Fat Albert and I told him what I had told him. He said, hold on, Antoine, I'm going to run over here real quick and I'm going to see what I can do. I didn't know nothing about the track official. And I keep telling y'all that. I don't know nothing about that.
Okay, and that's the point. But when I explained it to you, you still want to get on and say, oh, well, that's not what happened going back and forth. My thing is, we all are adults. At some point, everybody got to act like adults. Whatever your issue is with Rick, it's with Rick. Whatever your issue is with CJ, it's with CJ. But at some point, you got to stop acting like a child. And all y'all got to grow up. I mean, all this back and forth. For what? You don't fuck with them. But the same shit that y'all do when somebody else do it to y'all, oh, that all of a sudden it's a problem. It's a one-way street. So y'all won't run around and want to be like Burger King and everything got to go your way, then you don't get your
ain't
way.
Ain't nothing going my way.
Like a two-year-old. But
ain't nothing going my way.
Trying to agree to a race.
Hold on,
you
guys.
Before
you guys go any further.
Anyway.
Hold on. I'm going to let y'all both know. Before y'all go any further, for a person looking in, from the outside looking in, it was a misunderstanding because if he didn't, he probably didn't know what was going on over there. What he just said, he didn't know. That's what he's telling y'all ahead of time. And y'all didn't know. So it was kind of in the middle. And it's almost like when Rick was coming up to the lane, Rick wanted to come and pull up, but the guy told you come up and stage your car in the lane. He made you come up, even though Rick was over there sitting
there.
Correct.
It's the same thing.
And
it went one way, and then it went the other way, the same way on both of y'all. So both of y'all should be able to understand that because it happened to both of y'all.
I'm not going to get none of that.
Antoine did tell me, Albert, see if they give me a second or sixth fuse and I run. He did say that. But as soon as I got over there, the guy told CJ get in the beam.
I didn't know none of that. So basically,
y'all getting mad at something that really ain't even really shouldn't even be getting mad at. It's nothing.
We can say that's water underneath the bridge and just say, let's just get the runoff and just let,
no,
we ain't got to go through
nothing,
all that.
Nobody should be
anything
mad
else.
Because
if you want to run, if you don't run and run, we leave it alone. I mean, it's up to y'all. That's how it should be. But honestly,
DJ,
tell you
the
truth,
the
but
button,
I think
DJ,
it's a really a misunderstanding because it happened to both of y'all. It happened to both of y'all. And can't nobody
have
any say. He's looking out from the outside right now. I remember it happened when you ran Rick. Same thing. They called you up and told you, get the thing in the beans. That was the track official put you in. That was nobody else. You were waiting there, but the track official told you go in. Now the same thing happened with CJ. Now the track official told you get in. They told CJ get in. So y'all should be able to understand that and not be arguing on that. I'm just being real about it. There's nothing to be arguing over on that. It's just a race. Ain't no big deal. I mean, I understand, you know, like you said, you came out and you said, you know, misunderstanding, that was it. I didn't hear that. I didn't know that. So that both of y'all didn't know, neither one of y'all knew about it. So y'all good.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, it's true. But I'm just being real about it. Like, if y'all got to be, if you're going to, like, to say for a race, I'm just being real. I'll say it straight out. I wouldn't even want y'all to race. And I told, and CJ can tell you one time, when y'all was going to race one time, I said, before y'all would have let y'all race because it got personal, I would have stood in front of the car and not let y'all go down because I saw something that I didn't like. I'm just being real about it. Now, if you think I'm lying, you can ask CJ. And I don't know if CJ ever told you, Brittany, but I told him I wasn't going to let them go down there because I seen it was too much tension
with
the conversation. Yeah, and I said, until y'all get y'all shit straightened out, I'm not going to be letting both of y'all go down. I'm just being real about it. I wasn't going to let y'all race because I seen something. I don't really, you know, I like grudge racing, talking shit and everything. But when they go to another level, that ain't me. I'd rather not even have it at my show. I like playing around. You see how me and Fat Albert be playing just to be goofing off. Yeah, it's all about having a rivalry. It's not being mad at each other that you want to damn near want to fight somebody. I'm just being real about it.
That's right.
How I didn't want it to happen. So I just want to see y'all have a good old race, and then it's all bragging rights after everything else. All that other shit. I mean, you know what? Sometimes I run it. It's nice to get money. But you know what? It's nice to turn around and be able to say you can brag on something, say, I got you last time and talk shit. You know, having fun with it. Not getting carried away where it get personal. When it get personal, it ain't talking shit. That ain't the way grudge talk is. Grudge talk is not getting personal. I'm just being real. So that's all to it. So whether whoever win, you know, whatever side win, you entitled to talk your shit. You know, some people get underneath your skin from the get-go. They're like, y'all talking shit to me when I lost twice to y'all, but it didn't matter to me. You know, then when I got a chance of y'all, even though y'all still owe me with the bar of soap, but I ain't let it slide, but they do owe me the soap, right? Fat Albert.
Yep.
So,
yes, they do. So
I have
I
two bars that. Right
there. That, man. That, yo, make them pay that debt. What's wrong with you?
That's right. Irish Spring, make them pay that debt. I thought the bad mouth will always pay.
No, they're going to pay. We're going to give. I got to probably cook. I'm thinking I'm going to cook something so I can put a little gravy on the soup. So they can put it in the mouth. But all in all, man, no lie. Y'all need to let that one go because, I don't care about your racing. But when it starts to get personal, it ain't worth it. I'm just being real about it. I don't want it. I wouldn't want it at any of my events. If it gets to a point where nobody can have fun with it. Like I said, and I said a long time ago, when I feel like I can't have fun with this here grudge game, that's when I'll step off. I'm being real, guys.
Hey.
I don't want to see nobody else not have fun and feel like I'm
that's
part
it.
Of it to make enough. So that's why I want to see
that. If they both could have been in the same event, you put $300 deposit.
You want
me? I don't see nothing wrong with that. If they both could have been in the same event.
I understand where he coming from, and I understand where Brittany is coming from. They're the ones that got to agree to what they say. You know, one wants this, one wants that, and it's up to the negotiation. And I understand that you don't want to put the money up if you want to have more than one run in case your car do break. You got a chance, you know, to say, shit, I only got to pay $3 instead of the whole thing, the $15, which in the other way, once you lock it in, I think you better be the first one. If that's the first race I would have, but that one. So at least, you know, I at least get it off on that. That's for the 15. Otherwise, if you have a couple more races before that and a damn car break, you got to pay the whole 15. I understand that part. So if you guys are coming off the trailer and being the first something going down, that'd be something different. I understand, but it's up to y'all to negotiate your own race. But I just wanted to say, when it get down to get personal and everything else like that, I really wouldn't even get into it. I wouldn't even let you guys do it. I'm just being real. So, yeah, y'all got to understand me, too, so, because I really don't want to be in the middle. And, like, Antoine considered a friend, CJ I considered, Brittany is considered, and I don't want to see you guys do anything, like, crazy. It got a good race, talk shit, shake hands, and it is what it is. But all the time you see us talk, when I talk junk, sometimes I just be playing around, just like instigating a little race together. Same thing with Fat Albert. He don't mean no harm by it, but he was just want to see that race, and that's all to it. And that's why I was saying,
that's all.
The races. That's all it's about. It ain't about trying to make you guys fight and argue. It's about to have to try to see something good. And then God knows y'all ain't the only one to argue like that, so I'm just being real about it. There's a lot more other races that's out there that really go at it. And you know, hey, let's just say this here. Brian Ness and Ricky Fox. What do you think about that race? You see how they were getting, you know what I mean? They talking trash on top of trash, you know, but it's all about, you know, somebody going to get the trash after whoever wins, going to be more trash talking. But, you know, you don't have to get all neither side needs to get personal or talk about any kind of personal business. We just having fun with it. But if you can't have fun with it, either one side can get to go over with each other. You know what? You guys don't need to do it. Just being real. That's it. But I'm going to open up the mics, okay? You guys, so hold on. And if y'all can work it out, you can work it out. If not, you know, I understand both sides. If you can't, you just can't do it. That's all. But when it started to get to a little tense, it ain't worth it. Ain't worth it, you guys.
Exactly.
Ain't worth it.
Exactly.
You want to be able to go to a track. You know, my whole thing is if you want to go to a track and enjoy yourself, not see other of y'all that have no good ass, or, you know, like being mad. Ain't none of that, Joe. Even if you don't, don't get me wrong, if a couple people don't like you or whatever, hey, nod your head, keep it moving. That's all, ain't no big deal.
That's right.
But don't let nobody steal your joy while you're out there. That's how I look at it. You know, if you're going to have a bad feeling when you first got, I got to go there, I got to see this son of a bitch in his face, you know. You start doing that there, you ain't going to like the track. I ain't going to lie to you. It ain't worth it. So that's why I'm just letting y'all know. But we gonna move that one on. But one day we might see the race with CJ and ODB, you know. Maybe we'll see that race one day. Maybe we won't, you know. But I don't want it to get too aware of too much personal stuff.
Yeah,
to let you guys know.
Much.
And I understand both sides because just by us up there saying just how it just happened, it happened with Tricky Ricky. Now it happened with you. So there ain't too much you can say. Both sides should understand. Both sides should understand. That's all to it. But, so I'm going to open up this mic right quick. 240-6753, your mic is open.
What's going on? You had a nice sermon. Everything you said was tough, buddy. A nice sermon. You sitting there preaching.
You had a nice sermon. I understand, but, you know, both sides, you know, it is what it is. And if how it go. I'm just being real about CJ.
Well,
you remember what I told you?
I look at it like this. Me being who I am, you know me. A lot of people know me that a lot of people don't know me. But I look at it like this. I ain't got no problem with the people, man. None at all. I don't mind racing them. Man, I race, win, lose. I'm still the same. That shit don't bother me. I don't care about it. I'm not in this for the fame and the hype and all that. I do this just to do this. So you know why? I've been doing this stuff. I've been doing this stuff over 25 years. On my own, I talk. But at the end of the day, I'm not mad about it. I mean, if he honestly wanna race, this is what I do. I mean, I look at it like this. I don't see no problem getting in the paint. I'm going to run for his money, which is basically what I said, what Brittany said. And I look at it. I go 1,000 miles, we lock in a week before, head up, ODB, his truck, Mission Pressure. Let's get busy, 8 o'clock. Drop the whole 1,000 in the week before. I mean, the only reason why I say that, because I'm not trying to go for the park out. I even lower the pot. Now, if they get up more than that, it is what it is. But I like the whole 1,000 in just in case they do die now. I was even racing just for that 1,000. I just want to race them.
Okay.
I mean, he talk a lot of, you know, good games, but a lot of stuff he talks, it's false. But I'm just going to let him know that I do this shit just to be doing it because it's fun to me. I don't take it personal. Now, a lot of the personal shit I take personal, but he think by me saying a community truck and all that, if he think that's personal, then, hey, my bad, but that's not personal. It is what it is. I mean, like he said, he know everything and about this person and that person, which is cool. Who cares? I don't pillow talk. I don't need to do all that. You know what I mean? I keep my shit tight and right.
Okay.
Like I say, I just want to race. I don't care what it is. But y'all got to look at it. I have never had a problem with nobody out here in this race room since I've been. You can talk to anybody. But when it comes to them, it's the only ones with a problem.
Okay.
I mean, no matter what, win, lose, draw, pay, fog out is always a problem. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm down for whatever. It don't even bother me. If you don't want to race, you don't want to race.
Hey, CJ, you weren't on here from the beginning, so I told him the whole pack. The issue was he have another race. So he came back with 3 in 1,000, but the whole pot is locked once you cross the water box.
So you put a water box. All right,
we do 5 in 1,000 once you touch the water box again.
I don't know if he's on here, but, I mean, that's what I was going to do. But, I mean, I got to live with
you,
so I wasn't locking in
the 5 in 1,000.
That's one.
Marcus, you can even lock in.
I don't think he's on here.
I don't know where he went, Marcus. He wasn't on my line. I don't know where he went.
Okay. All right. Well,
hold on. I'm in a meeting real quick. Hold on.
Fuck the meeting. Listen.
No, he can't fuck the meeting. That's his job. He's at work.
Well, go ahead, Ronald. Go ahead and talk then. Go ahead and talk.
No, he's at work. I'm done with it, Marcus.
Then. Go ahead and talk. I mean, goddamn, I'm just getting on here. And, I mean, they called me on, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but this is what I got to say. Just lock it in, 5 on 15.
Listen, hold on. I got it, Marcus. Fuck it. 5 on 15, put the money up a week before.
Yeah,
nothing else to talk about.
That's that simple.
There you go. That's a very low race. That's
right
no big deal.
All right, you got it. But the race, the 1500 is locked when we test the water box.
Operate, Joe. You know, we don't even operate like that, Joe. So, I mean, I don't even know why it's got to be all of that extra stuff, CJ.
Antoine has said once it hit the water box, it would be locked. He'd do something like that.
I said if I do it, listen, go ahead.
Antoine, don't start that. I'm giving it to you your way, what you said, and I'm agreeing with you. So now y'all come to start with some dumb shit.
I can say this.
Joe, you just said right here I had a whole tournament
for
nothing.
Listen,
Antoine.
Nobody wants to listen, man. Do it like we've been doing it, and that's what it is. I don't care about the race. Do it like it's the 500. If you break, you lose the 500. It's just that simple.
What it is, Marcus, he's thinking that I'm going to blow a fuse or some other shit on my waste of fucking time.
I mean, yeah,
that's what the fucking issue is.
But,
I didn't blow a fuse this past weekend.
What you
it
do,
is,
bro,
that's what it is.
Anything can happen. 5 on 1500 or better, and just that simple.
Listen, hey, look, let me bring it down. Do y'all see me crying about the shit?
CJ, I'm not crying about a motherfucker. Is that good enough for you? 5 on 1500 or better in the race, in the lanes, race ready. At what time?
Listen, what I'm saying, Marcus. He already said the race was on when we touched the water box. I agree to what he said. Now you come in with the battery in his back. Put
that
dead motherfucker back in his back, Marcus.
Five on 1500.
3 bulbs is the race. The whole pot is locked at 3 bulbs turn on.
It got out.
Antoine said.
Yo. I'm going to say it again. I'm going off.
Hold on.
I'm giving everything Antoine away.
All right, well.
Now, y'all want to go back about the other shit.
This is my operation. I'm not working. I'm giving him his attention, which I don't understand.
You giving me my attention?
So if he
want to
raise,
attention.
We can raise, bro. It ain't nothing to it.
So, Antoine, you want to, what you said? You said once you go in the water box, the pot drops.
Listen.
That's what you said, Antoine.
Because I said, oh, hold on, man,
Hold up. We're coming small blocks apiece. One gun cast and take four barrels.
Man, we ain't going
you
to
agree
all
that?
This shit, okay?
No, no right
again.
There we go, right there. Come on, and you know why I did that.
Say it again.
You know why I did that. We coming stop blowing space small blocks. One gun cast and take four barrels.
Both ends.
Ain't no on both ends. Let's lock it the fuck up.
Okay, 500.
A week before, the whole 1500, Mo. Like you said,
this shit ain't just racing like
that.
Hold on. You just came up with another step, and I just agreed to it. Now, everybody on the show, y'all see where I'm coming from?
Man, don't want to race.
Didn't he just come up with another step and I agreed to it?
4-4, 4-4, 1-6-4-2.
He agreed to your step, Antoine. He agreed to it again. He agreed to it.
Yeah, I'll put the clock block on the phone and fuck him to sit up.
5-1-1500 or better. Simple. Get it over with.
Bruh, you backpedaling. Get it over
man,
with.
Man, listen, it don't matter what the fuck I do. Is you going to lock in the race or you're not?
I'm giving you everything you're
I had to think about what he said because he's right. Because that did hit me twice. He's right. It did bite me twice. It did bite me twice. It bit me hard.
Yeah.
Wait for more money. I'm running with you. So, yeah.
Stop the cop blocking.
Man, fuck the cop block. Man, listen, motherfucker. 5-1-15 or better. In the lane's race ready at 8 o'clock. Small blocks be the same step that I just said.
Enjoy your night, sir.
Man, they won't
race.
No. Y'all
motherfuckers
don't want
to race.
Hey, I'm gone.
Hey, Joe. Hold on, you guys. Let me open up another mic. You got to hold on one second. Got to make sure I open this mic. 301-4533. Your mic is open.
Damn, yo, y'all fucking don't open mics. I might want to jump in that conversation. God damn.
What's up, Avon? How you doing, Avon?
I'm have my own goddamn show soon. Shit. Take over your show. What's up, man? How
I thought they were locking in. Right in. Yeah, and look, everything seems like it was agreeing, like they were going to case. I figured let me just let them go ahead and get between. I didn't want nobody in the middle of it. Let them go and did it.
One no one race that I'm scared of in the show.
The report.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
The report. The man just said it. It don't get no better than what he just said, Joe.
I don't know. I thought something was locked in, and then it went right. I don't know.
I thought for sure that's why I'm
gonna tell you the truth. The truth is I did two of them lock the whole pots in and I had an issue and I got fucked over it. So I lost bread by locking in the whole pot.
But,
I'm glad that Marcus didn't say that
because
I was getting ready to go ahead and lock that shit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be real. But I did do hold up. Let me finish. I did do Shore Enough Homes. Because I don't give a fuck about showing up. That was $500. I didn't give a fuck about it. And the pot just stayed at fucking $500. I didn't give a fuck.
But for this race
where I know the pot is going to be over $5,000, I'm not going to do that. You get what I'm saying?
You ain't betting.
And that's real.
So what difference does it make? Why are you so happy about what another person
Listen, you don't know what I'm betting. You don't know what I'm betting. The pot got over that 3 on 1,000, didn't it? You didn't prove shit. You just proved that your car is weak as a motherfucker.
Oh. Antoine.
Lock it in. We go 5-1-15, you punk motherfucker. No.
There we go. There we go. Now, thought. There we go. I knew I could get it out. Stop, boy, space small blocks apiece on one gun cash intake with a four barrel.
Damn, this
DC man can check. Hold on. No, there's a reason why I did that. No, come on with it. I'm not. I know, because y'all did some shaky shit a few weeks ago. I told you. When I locked him in, I'm holding him to it.
Hey, look, that's
what I'm saying. Y'all said he was like it, and y'all said he was my teammate. Okay. So come with it. So come on with it. You just said DP up 2 weeks before the race. Come on with it. Yeah.
Yeah, we said
everything
1 week before the race.
Well, 1 week, 2 weeks, I don't give a fuck week.
Okay.
Now what you want to do?
Let
I'm not the holder.
You're sitting here going on and on about the Robertson. Not all, but you already heard what I said a lot, right?
Yeah, you said it.
No,
what
we didn't hear it. I didn't hear shit. Flat out, run it back, Flat out, run it back.
Don't
forget Lord, that's why
I'm listening.
So you said
stop, one carburetor, fast engine.
Hold on, I'm not talking. I'm talking
Flat out.
I need the DT man.
What are you saying?
All right, hold up. Oh, he says stock boys face small block, cast intake with one full barrel on one gun. Correct.
You got it.
I'm coming up 28, he's on 29. I'm getting all in it.
Now you coming with this
yes.
bullshit.
Yes, I'm getting every step that's your way. You've been on 29, stay on 29. I'm staying on 28. I'm giving you every step the way you did it the other week on this phone.
Hey,
so don't get mad when a motherfucker
about?
Does you the way you do them. Man, listen, I'm giving you every
you
step
about,
that you did on this
you
phone to somebody else.
What?
Hey, I'm just curious to know where you
say?
Get 29 from.
Listen, I want to make sure all these steps is in there. I'm getting every fucking thing right. Yes.
Hold on. Hey, Rick, don't say nothing. Rick, watch this. Watch that dummy here. Now, watch this. Say your six again. The fact I was just got him. Say your six again.
What the stop boy space small blocks and one gun cast intake? You coming on 29, I'm coming on 20. It's on nitrous. Stop boy space small blocks and one gun cast intake. One gun. Oh, you come on 29, I'm on 28.
How many fucking times I gotta say it's a lot?
That album,
it's a lot.
All right. What time? I need a time.
8 o'clock.
Marcus, what time is good for you? Because I won't be there.
I said 8 o'clock over an hour ago, motherfucker. Now you're getting everything your way, plus some.
Hey, you ain't getting nothing my way.
So, Antoine, is it locked?
It's locked. Money, hold up, man. We put
money,
the 500 up. What do you
say?
Put the 500. What do you want? 1 week or 2 weeks?
1 week.
And from which date? August the 6th or September the 4th? Which date? If you said
August
September the 4th, we can make it a little bit more.
August
the 6th, but that means July the 30th. Y'all need
to. And I'm telling you right now. We're, No, I'm going to say it out here right now. We are locked. I'm just going to put my money up on the motherfucker because, Fat Albert, you know how I am. I see my money now.
Yeah, nah, ain't nothing locked to that money up.
It ain't no motherfucking backing out of, oh, well, ain't no money up, blah, 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 this, that, and the next.
We just
ain't
said it.
Going on.
We just said it.
What up, Jake?
Money up,
yeah.
That's locked, baby.
Now, y'all were just on the other show saying when you say the word lock.
Lock is locked.
Lock is locked.
That's right, Joe.
That's
if the money ain't up.
No bullshit. You right, Albert.
Albert, who said that?
We was
on Pro Stock Show.
On Pro Stock Show, yeah. Once you say lock, it's locked.
Who said that? That's what Pro Stock Show
I'm locked on my inside, Albert. I'm locked on my end.
That's what Pro-Star Joe said.
Right. No, nigga, that's what you said.
You was on that, Marcus.
Hey, nigga,
you said
nigga,
it too, Marcus. Come on.
Nigga, this dick.
Marcus, you said
nigga,
it.
Nigga, this dick in your mouth. Nigga, that. Nigga, this dick in your mouth.
All right, so look.
Oh, my God.
Good job. All
right, so it's heads up, Pro Tree track rules at 8 o'clock. Stock boss, great small block, cast intake, one gun.
And guess what? I'm gonna say this. Right now, if you're gonna look,
Flag
I'm gonna let Marcus Favre look. I'm gonna let Marcus Favre look at my car.
No, you got to let the DP man look at it. You got to let the DP man look.
But I'm going to let your dad look just so y'all won't go and say, oh, well, Fat Albert with them and all this other shit.
Right.
Before.
He said he's going to let your dad look at it, Mark. He's going to let your dad.
Here we go. And I'm going to keep it down the middle. He can go
good
back
report.
And take
that's what's up.
Sounds fair. Sounds good to me.
I'm just keeping it down the middle.
Hell. Hell.
Let your dad look at it.
Marcus, are you cool with that? Marcus.
What's up, Fat Albert?
Are you down with he going to let your dad look at the motor?
That's Antoine. That's his race.
Hell no. Hell no. DP man looking at this shit. I don't give a fuck. No, fuck that. Because ain't nobody from over there looking under my hood. Fuck that.
He said Derek was going to look under his hood.
I get that. But ain't nobody from his camp looking under my hood is what I'm telling you.
Did I say
that's what I'm saying.
Antoine.
He didn't say that.
Ho.
Antoine.
Oh, my God.
He didn't say that.
Man, listen. None of y'all motherfuckers. Hold up.
That's a damn shame.
Antoine.
Hold on. Let me say
this.
Listen. Okay, hold on. No, I'm going to say this. Hey, Joe, you might have DP this race. I'm out of this one, Joe. I can't deal with this one. You might have to do this one.
I ain't about to. You got to take care of that one.
I can't deal with it. I can't deal with this one. Y'all just, it's too much shit.
Nobody asked to look at your motor, Antoine.
Yeah, no one asked
Antoine.
Hey,
listen,
I'll
make it short. Hold
Antoine.
On. I hear what
Antoine.
The fuck y'all saying,
but
I want to make sure it's known. I hear what the fuck y'all saying, but I'm telling what the fuck I'm saying. Ain't nobody looking at my motherfucking hood of ODB. That's except for the
yeah,
DP.
Nobody
man. I want
to
make that known on
the phone. Nobody wants to look
I want to make that known on this phone call before we even go ahead and make this shit lock.
Antoine, you sound so fucking dumb. I said, Fat Albert being the DP man, and they're in Marcus Long's father, which is in y'all camp. I said, he's the only one to look at my motor so y'all don't pull the bullshit that thought I was on my side when I fucked you up. That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
So, I mean,
that's
you,
it.
I hear what he said. You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said. I said, which y'all listen clearly, I just made it known on this show that nobody on his team could come look at mine. That's all that I was saying.
We
y'all listen to what I was saying.
Bro.
All right.
Basically, Antoine. They're basically saying they don't care what you have. They're going to fuck you up. That's what they're
basically Got a cowboy. Sit the fuck back.
Well,
Jesus, the old person. Let us do this lock-in. I hear what the fuck they say. But they can hear what I got to say. This is my motherfucking lock-in. Fuck
yeah,
out of here, man.
That's why I'm getting lit.
Yeah, you got to
what
are
you
going to
do?
Yo,
hey, cowboy, what are you going to do somebody, man?
Yo, listen. I'm just being a navigator. You know, I'm just listening, and you guys are getting hyper for no reason. Hyper? What do you mean? You guys are killing the racing. You're killing the racing. You're killing the racing. Yeah, you are.
I mean, we try to figure it out.
You guys are killing racing right now. They just said just to make it so you guys.
We're trying to race.
See, you know what? You guys just talk too much. You guys are talking too much. Nah,
cowboy,
you don't ask me shit. Nah, I'm not hearing
cowboy,
you. You talk.
Cowboy,
nah,
let me
nah,
ask you this.
Nah,
let me
nah,
ask you this,
nah, nah,
let
nah.
Me ask you, this.
You guys talk too much.
Yeah,
go to the gym. Pump the weight. Go back to elliptical. Just talk too much.
Fuck you.
He's gonna fuck you.
Hey, Marcus,
oh,
I love you too. I love you too.
All right, just tell me. Hold on. Before we get any further, look, is that
oh,
real talking, you guys? I just
yeah.
Need to know. Is that live?
Hey, y'all got too much goddamn background noise, man. We can't hear a goddamn thing.
Can I get
okay, is that race locked, yes or no? I know CJ
when
says locked on
up,
his side. Is it locked in on your side, Antoine?
It's locked.
Okay.
Okay.
Got
and the money has to be put up the week before.
Not a problem.
You don't put the money up.
Okay, so now listen, hold up. Let me make sure I cover this right now. You're saying locked. Now, say if something happens to your car before the race, it's still locked. That means DP has got to be paid. If something happened
DP
to CJ's car.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
I just want to make sure because it's got to be. It don't have to be what you're saying already that the money got to be touched and all that. If you say locked right now, it's locked. All you got to do is just put in the week of the money up and that's it.
So
ain't nobody
got to
be worrying about one chasing around for no money. All right?
Yo,
so that race is locked.
DP man.
So
who the DP
Joe,
man?
Joe, I think.
The DP man is Fat Albert.
joke.
No, Fat Albert wanted to get out of that.
I'm getting out of that one.
He said he
I thought you
were
look
one.
At that. Look, I can't be, listen, I can't look at his mobile because he races me too, so he didn't want me to race, you know what I mean? I'm just being real about it.
Antoine ain't got nothing.
I'm being
special.
Truthful about
he
him. Am I right, Antoine?
You're right. I don't have no special fan.
I'm supposed
right.
to be racing
had,
him again,
will.
So I'm not supposed to look under his hood. All right, so
okay.
All right.
I'll do it. But God damn. All right, let me go over to my records. Hold it. Everybody be quiet except Antoine and CJ, please. So I lock on both ends. I'm writing this shit down. Heads up, Pro Tree, track rules at 8 o'clock, stop ball space small block on nitrous, one gun, task intake. Is I'm correct on that?
One four barrel.
All right. Yep. And CJ, I know you said lock. So, CJ, are you correct with that?
Yeah, I'm locked.
Yeah, okay. All right, it's locked. Both of y'all said locked. If something happens, you still owe that DP money. So don't come up with that. The money won't up.
Now and the week before.
That ain't no problem. That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Hey, Fat Albert's going to be right down the street from the truck. He's going to turn the fuck around and say, fuck y'all. Watch.
Hey, CJ, let's go.
Antoine, this for August the 6th?
August the 6th.
August 6th.
What time?
8 o'clock.
Okay. All right, good.
Don't come with that headset on.
Lord,
I'm on the call. Oh, shit.
Mark it.
All right, well,
hey, Brittany. Hey, Brittany, write that down and send it to me. Send it to me, Brittany. I'm driving. Can you send it to me?
Okay. Hey, is Mark still on here?
Yeah, Mark is on here.
Yeah, Mark is on here.
Don't come with the headset.
What's up, Brittany? I gotta have it on. I gotta tell the driver what switches to touch up top.
How you gonna tell somebody what switches to touch up top when you couldn't touch the switches up top?
Hey Rick, go suck a sick dick with A's on top
yep,
of it.
I'm back.
It sounds good when you say it. Over the internet.
God damn.
Over the phone.
That shit don't mean
y'all
that to me.
Nah, you won't never say it to me.
Y'all retarded.
Hold on, you guys. I got to open up another mic. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. 410-2045. Your mic is open.
I go pop. Pop, your mic open.
DeWong is there. Your mic open.
Hey.
Yeah,
yeah,
we hear you.
All
right,
now. No, I was just going to race lock, man. I was just going to say, if y'all please get it locked and get it moved on. I'll try to sleep. But good deal.
It's
I'm going to lock. Good night. Good night.
Lock.
All right.
y'all
disrespectful. God damn.
Y'all rough, boy. Y'all rough. Hold on. Let me know
what
I missed.
What I missed.
A lot.
484-8596, your mic is open.
What I miss?
Hey, look.
I want to say it again.
Just go back on blog. Go to Blog Talk. Look for Long Island Joe and re-listen to it later on tonight. Okay, move on. Hold up. Mouthboxes, you on here. You want some too? Cool. Ah! Want some too?
Oh, no. Damn. No.
I'm on mute.
Hey, hold up. Why you here? Hold up. I got to get this here situated straight. You got a race. You got two races that you're racing on the 30th, right?
Yeah.
Silver Hawk.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you got...
Can you hear me?
You want to tell them your two races that you got locked in?
OGB. Bobby Gangster.
OG Bobby.
Gordo. That's on 10. And...
One on 10.
Pegasus. And Pegasus
I know where he's going with that.
Damn. All right.
Next thing you know, somebody's going to come with a car named Twat.
Now tell me something with that race on that motor race. Is how y'all running on the motor race? How y'all doing that? That race, the Mustang versus the Malibu.
The Malibu getting the back tire. The
Malibu
getting
the back
tire. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
Both cars come a small block.
Both cars come in small block, 1-4 barrels, no nitrous, right?
Yeah, no nitrous.
Okay. All right, that's all we want to hear.
That's Dildo. Dildo. Don't forget that name now, Dildo.
Who called Dildo? Who named that car Dildo?
That's what I want to know. Who named that? Who named it that?
Mike Brown.
Greg, named the car Dildo.
God damn.
God almighty.
That's a rough name.
Yeah, that's a rough name there, folks. That's a rough name there.
We can't, I don't even want to announce that across those speakers. I ain't going to put that on no flyer.
We still got the lady on the phone. I ain't gonna say.
No, I can't say that like that. That's crazy.
That's wrong.
Hold on, you guys. Hold on. I'm opening up this next mic. 443-4219. Your mic is open.
Hey, Joe. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Joe? Yeah.
Same old shit. Listen to y'all argue and fight. Hey, I just got a phone call from Shaq Attack. So we're going to race down there. When's your race? The 30th?
July 30th?
Yeah.
July 30th.
Yeah, they're going to run that because of these. July 30th.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, then you got August 6th. You got to turn around and you got to run the Corvette there. Illuminati.
He giving you the 1-1, ain't it, Joe? I mean, Jeff, ain't he giving you the 1-1?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. He got to be in the lanes at 7:30. He got to be in the water box at 7:30, fat out.
7:30. Oh, okay.
So it's hot out. He's a dead man walking. I hope he's better.
Yeah, Fat Albert got on here and started all kinds of shit, ruckus over here.
I heard.
Man,
he always gets away.
I'm gonna call him Don King for now on.
The instigator.
That's Don King.
Hey, Antoine. Yo, who else races you got that day?
That was the only one, and the only one I need. Unless Butchie Woods' ass come out there and I'll slap him upside the head.
Were there some other cats that were from up north that wanted you?
Butchie Woods. If OG Sissy wanted, he can get it too.
I'm not from up north,
It's Snickerbar, a.k.a. Swizzle. If he wanted, he can get it too. Yeah, any of them. Yeah.
Okay. But I mean,
hey,
I'm like this. Ain't no need us going up there for one race. You feel me?
Oh, you hey, Marcus. Hey, you already know how we do.
What you and EP gonna do it again? You and EP.
Oh! Hold up. He can get it off the fucking trailer. Fuck him.
Oh. fuck him. And Fat Albert, and to show you how much I don't give a fuck about him, I'll do him for $100. That's how much I don't give a fuck about him.
God damn. $100?
God damn, $100?
$100?
That's how much I don't give a fuck about him. That's not even a half a tank of gas. That's my point.
you straight disrespect that, man.
That's my point.
Hey, Albert, but EP can get it. EP can get it that same day. EP can get it that same day.
Hold on. Silverhawk, get over there on your job. Silverhawk, you better call up EP. Silverhawk, call EP, please. You got to get EP on this line. You said
$100.
$100.
$100.
God almighty,
Antoine.
Damn, $100?
Good God.
Oh,
this
was bad. So what is it?
Man,
listen, I don't
give a
listen.
10 on 100? It's going to be 10 on 100.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about the car.
Now I'm going to show, listen. And once I go ahead and cross his ass, I'm going to show his little nephew that he got away with a lucky-ass win this weekend. We're scared to go back out
Antoine, we're not even entertaining that troll no more.
Yeah, I ain't even worried about it. But he's just going to see, I'm going to take all my disrespect out on EP.
Yeah, we're going to nut on EP. We're going to nut on him.
So, y'all mean to tell me? If a person beats y'all not going to entertain them no more?
What's that? No. We're not saying that, Silverhawk. We're talking about we're not going to entertain that boy. That boy that look like an anteater no more. We're not entertaining him no more. That's what we're saying.
Okay, so why y'all ain't entertaining him no more? What happened?
Because he do too much clown shit.
Yeah, I know we do clown shit,
Hold on. Can I ask y'all a question?
We don't lose a lot, so that's one thing. I mean, CJ, you beat us. No, I didn't beat y'all.
I beat you.
Yeah, you did. I mean, you beat us. I mean, but you didn't do all that shit. See, that boy doing. Like, he doing way
too
much. We ain't got time for
that
shit,
man. All that. I let my team do it, and they do it, and it's a problem. But then everybody do it to y'all, and it's a problem. But when y'all do it to somebody, it's not a problem. So, hey, you got it.
No,
man. Like you know how it is. But some people can't take it.
Hey, listen. Isn't it your decision whether you want to entertain somebody or not?
Not really, because y'all say it all the time. Y'all don't entertain me, and guess what? I'm always on y'all mind. I'm keeping it down the middle.
You stay on our mind.
Are you speaking?
We got a history. Hey, we got a history.
Yeah. Yeah.
The man,
you gotta get Antoine
hit for the game. Then. CJ, that nigga got a picture of you over top his bed.
You gotta get Antoine hit for the game.
That motherfucker's on lockdown, like he locked up. I promise
you.
A lot of faggots on this talk show.
That be you.
Hey, Jeff.
Listen, y'all don't entertain the person, just entertain the car.
Listen, when you get out there, you run your shit, do what you want to do. Don't tell us how to run our program. God damn. No, Margaret. He's right, because you know why? You done said it numerous times.
He ain't right about a motherfucker thing.
No,
he not right about a motherfucker thing.
No, let me speak. Yes, he is, because you know why?
You said, well, what are y'all gonna get out of running my wife? What the fuck I'm gonna get out of running y'all? Antoine not in the seat. He got all the mouth. I mean, hey, you gotta make it make sense how y'all talk. It can't be one way.
It makes perfect sense. You run it. You Antoine and ODB and Pressure got history. It's just that simple.
I'm going back on mute.
I'm in for it. Well, if ODB and Pressure got history, does it matter who drives it?
It don't matter.
Man, I don't give a fuck who drives it.
Damn, you smacked
but
that
the owner mouth, hey, look, but
head
the owner mouth, hey, look, hold on, wait, but the owner mouth so bad, he jump on Joe Gray, Clipper Milton, OG Bobby, and everybody else about driving.
It will always
be
bad. It don't matter if I ever drive.
Because my wife
it don't matter if I ever drive. Gary's my blood cousin. So what is you saying? Gary's my blood cousin. So what you saying? He's part of me.
What are you saying?
Doesn't make any
about
sense.
What are you talking about?
Listen, it doesn't matter what you say. Yes, we are ODB, me and my dad and my brother. Yes, it doesn't matter who's in the fucking seat.
Antoine.
We don't give a fuck of that.
Antoine.
The only thing that
Antoine
matters at the end of the
Antoine
day is who pockets get rich.
I'm trying to
save
you some high air, bro. I'm trying to say some hot air.
What you saying don't mean nothing but a pile of fucking oatmeal and fucking baked beans put together. It means it don't mean shit.
But listen, somebody had mentioned something, and I was just referring to what they mentioned. So, again, there you go. I don't give a fuck who tried that slow motherfucker. All y'all can get in that bitch or get fucked. Plain and simple. But what I'm telling
hey,
you,
hey,
you,
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me finish.
Just like Marcus always tell people, like he told me all the time, oh, it basically ain't no fun racing her. It ain't no fun racing your truck without you, so I got to get my wife to get in the car to fuck you up so I can laugh at your dumb ass. That's all it is.
Sounds good.
And
let me
look,
ask you this. Go ahead. Go ahead,
because
I got something to ask you.
Listen, bro. Man, you done asked a lot of shit, and I agree to everything.
Okay.
What you got now?
I'm going to ask you. Let's run Bigfoot the same day. What's up?
There you go.
I'm going to say it again.
And I'm going to tell you, I don't tell my business, but guess what? I don't have my big block in the car, and I say it again. It was in the car at fucking North First South. I don't need to tell everybody my moves, but
man,
you so
man,
nosy,
listen,
you want to know everything.
Listen.
Big block, little block, whatever was in that piece of shit,
it still was slow, and it looked like it was, ain't nothing ever changed
in the
motherfucker. That's that same tall ass small block that's never been
admitted
to it. That same tall ass open ass car. Listen, you just saying that shit to make yourself sound good, dog. I mean, come on, who you think you're fooling?
One thing about it, y'all can't lose me like
you really think that. Let me ask you a question. Do you really think a motherfucker believed that you had a big block of that slow motherfucker down the lot, man? Come on, man.
Yeah,
you
when you talk to Show Enough,
hold on,
look.
You behind time if you did. I'm going to tell you that right now.
When you talk to Show Enough Holmes, ask him.
You behind time,
son.
I wouldn't give a fuck if I talked to Corlock Holmes. Either way, if you had a big block of that slow bitch, man, you need to dump that bitch over the goddamn boardwalk.
You're right.
I'm being real honest with you.
I tell you what I do with you, Marvin.
Hey, Antoine, wait a minute.
Let's lock in Bigfoot. I tell you, you see what Stiptoe already locked Antoine with. I'm coming just right with that stip is. I take the motherfucking break and you can't count enough.
Oh, now you begging. Come on, man. Stop that dumbass shit.
Now you begging. Come on, man. That don't make no sense. Hey, I'm up here now. I heard these motherfuckers talking shit. Trip point right there. Hey, look, Roy Hazelwood got out the reservation. Lock this in. ODB got the back tire. 500.
clearly. I don't need shit from that weak motherfucker. We just not entertaining him. Simple.
Oh, okay.
Trust me.
Listen,
I'm not going out there. I'm not going to say nothing. If he gave me that same spot,
If he gave me the same spot and I asked for the same night, I would have went the fuck out there. But he wouldn't give me the spot.
Man,
so
hey,
I asked
for it. Hey, look. Hey, hold on. Wait, can I talk real quick? Let's make me explode the back. First you said that my teammate asked you for the, can we get the back tire afterwards? Then later you said that I wouldn't give you nothing. Man, we never talked about another race.
That's because that's all they do is lie to make themselves look good.
That was it. These niggas is lying, bro. Lying. I swear to God on my kids, on my mama, on my dad, granddad. They fucking lying. That's a clown, bro. I don't
even
want to race y'all. That's
his day. Lying on my phone. After I hit the time, I can't even meet him until you told you not to fuck back in.
Well, go back out there with him and get the fuck up then.
I already told y'all we bitch ass to go the fuck back out there and head the fuck up. You said, I'll get back to you. Then I asked you a second time at the end of the fucking stage, ladies, oh, I'll get back to your team. Then your little soft ass fucking tuner or driver, what the fuck is, what the fuck else is, James Lou said, oh, I need a back car. We need a back car. We see what we see. Motherfucker, you will not go the fuck back out there. Come on, man. Let's make it make sense.
I can kill all that. I can kill all that right now. What do you need to race all these things, bitch? Period.
Listen, watch this. Nothing, because we all agree we're not dealing with you, Nat.
You didn't laugh
after
that.
Y'all said that about me, though.
Hey,
y'all said that about me, though, sir.
I'm gonna go out there
somebody's
ass.
Hey, Joe Gray, why you ain't had no show last week, Joe Gray?
No, I got wrecked.
No.
I had to get that insurance stuff straight. The car that I bought, I put the insurance on the car. They didn't get to get it to me. The guy decided to go take it for a car wash, and a woman ran into the back of it, wrecked it, Corvette.
Damn, man, that sucks.
So I had to turn around and get this shit straight with the insurance shit.
You didn't get a chance to do a burnout in it.
Nope. They went around the corner and they got wrecked. Didn't even get to get on the trailer. Dexter and all of them was coming up here. They were going to drive it on up here, pull it up in the truck with them to tow it. The guy decided to go wash it, and that's what happened. A woman ran directly in the back. As he turned it, he ran directly straight in. So,
you know,
they want the car in after that because they had
damn, showing up and came on here. Showing up came on here and been a bear tonight. Good God almighty.
Hey, boy.
Yo!
All it took was one time.
Oh, shit.
I mean, damn. I mean, at least I made it fall out the fucking burnout box of what you did, goddamn, with Bigfoot.
Right after I said that,
Wait a minute.
You just told Mark to be quiet. He said, I can. Hold on. You said, Mark, be quiet.
Okay.
He said, I can have whatever I want. And you said, hold on. And you said, I take your head up clear. And he said, no.
Okay.
You got it. He
okay.
said, you
no.
got it.
He said, and he said behind that, I can get whatever I want. So if I can get whatever I want, I'm going to take all three.
No.
That's
why he said that in the beginning.
I'm going to take all.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's why he said that at the beginning.
Take everything.
How did you ask for the head up clear if you didn't hear him when he said, hold on. How can you say you want the head up clear if you didn't hear him when he said, what do you want?
You know you fucking motherfucker.
Take everything.
He don't want
listen. I heard
him.
Antoine,
give me some mic, Antoine.
Listen, man,
Antoine, give me some mic.
Give me
some mic, Antoine.
Man, you shut the fuck up, man, because you ain't racing nobody with me.
Oh, Antoine.
If he said
Antoine,
what I heard him
say,
what
Antoine,
I said,
hold on.
Shut up, let me talk. Let me talk. You said he's talking.
Let me say this.
After I said that.
Hold on. That's why I was shocked that you said that. He said, what did you want? And all you asked for was the head up clear. I'm like, what the fuck if he asked for all three? You was the one that said head up clear. You fucked your own self.
And then Marcus.
Well,
then,
listen, and he came. Okay, Fat Albert. And he said behind that, I can get whatever I want. So when I heard that, that's what I said. Right when Marcus said it.
You
three,
are,
man. I'll take all three.
You didn't
matter.
My Antoine.
Oh,
you said
that
there and told him. You said, oh, what do I want?
Oh, my
I want the head up clear.
Hey. Hey, CJ, since you talking, hold up. CJ, since you talking so much, why don't you run Show Love and Stop Duck Hill? God damn, you opened them up in lock-ins. Why don't you run Show Love and Stop Duck Hill? Are you ducking in?
How you mad?
God damn, get the fuck out of my lock-ins. Sit back on me. What the fuck am I mad for?
You dumb motherfucker.
What the fuck am I mad for?
You mad.
No, watch this. Hey, Fat Albert. Hold up. This is what I'm going to say, Fat Albert. Marcus, fuck all that. Watch this, Marcus. What I said was this. I take the head up clear for a dollar on a dollar. That's what
right.
I said. Give me a Nails is from the show. That's what the fuck I'm going to say. Fuck him. Nails.
The show is recorded.
A dollar on a dollar. Whole spot lock.
But see, the part that got me at
he went up.
When you said that, I was like, what the fuck is Antoine doing? You should act, but you, I can't say nothing. You said head up here, and Sean up said lock.
Man, listen.
As soon as you said it, you said lock.
And listen. And we can lock it in for a dollar on a dollar. Fuck him.
There
I just said we're not entertaining him.
Good report.
I'm going to tell you whatever.
What?
I don't give a fuck.
All right, good report. You're not entertaining.
You
know I'm going to say this. All right, okay, I understand. You're not entertaining. But you fucked yourself. You were so quick to just say head up clear. You Marcus had to come save you because you fucked yourself.
Yeah.
No, I did fuck myself because all out. Listen. Hey, Fat Albert. If I would have locked him in, Fat Albert, it was $50 or $2. $50 or $200. That's as much as he's getting from me. He ain't getting shit out. Fuck him. I don't give a fuck if I show up. A squirrel pinion head, bitch. He look like the inside of a damn club.
That asshole can't wipe his ass without Marcus.
Listen, boy,
or you not on my level. You're not on my level. Go get your weight up, bro. Go get your weight up, then come talk to me. Go get your weight up, then come talk to me. Go talk, go get your weight up, donuts. Go get your weight up, man.
Head up, race.
Listen.
Head up, race.
Go get your weight up. Go get your weight up, dog. Go get your.
Fat Albert, can you hear me? Listen to me. Hold on, Mark. Listen to me carefully. The pot was 500 aside, right? It's 500 aside,
right? Right.
I couldn't get this. This man would not bet 10 cent more on the pot. 10 cents. Not even a dollar, nothing.
Hey,
but he's coming over here, carrying.
Hey,
see, this is something I'll be talking about. If you went from 2 or 500, or you went from 500, it's cool. But don't sit up here and come on here and keep saying we can run for 2,500, 3,000, 5,000 all of a sudden now. But you come on these shows begging, can we run? Can I find some $500 pot race? Stop that shit, man. Stop that, because you just said the other week on this show, if you don't believe me, go back to when you was drinking that dope there and that Patron that shit.
I never said
you
that.
Would you listen? You're not listening to what I'm telling you. You said on this conference call that you wish you could find more $500 races to not hit your pocket, which you said.
As Marcus did me and him and Gary Stockton. What do you want to say to me, Marcus? What's up? What?
You've been bothering me all day. What's up? What do you want? What are you talking? No?
Well, maybe he's gone. Okay, well, move on.
Anyway.
Where's Sammy at? Sammy, what else you got going on this weekend at your race? Ah, talk about something.
Oh, there'll be Big Wheel Contest.
Hold on, Cowboy.
Chill out. I'm playing Rainbow Mario Kart on Rainbow Road. On the carpet in my living room.
Sammy!
Talk to me. I got a headache, man.
Yeah, me too.
I need some BC powder. Bad-Abba, you got some?
I just asked Brittany to get me two.
Now, you started this shit, Fat Albert.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling y'all, y'all keep picking with Fat Albert. He's going to be driving to the track. He's going to be a mile away. He's going to turn the fuck around and say, fuck everybody. You watch.
That's right. Fuck all of them.
Oh, man. I'm going to be a busy man starting tomorrow night. That's all I know.
Hey, Sammy, wait. Stop Boyface, man. I got to pull the valve covers off and everything, don't it, Sammy?
Valve covers for what?
This next year they stock Boyface.
They locked in.
They got to be stock Boyface.
Who locked in?
ODB and Pressure.
Oh, shit. You got to pull valve covers and everything? When is this race?
I'm like, why would, you know, but, oh, it happened.
I'll try to lose her the same day. Can I do that?
Oh, no, I don't see why wouldn't it. Antoine.
What's up, man? What's up, man? I'm in the Dago Casino. What's up?
You in the casino? Where you at? You in Vegas?
Hold on, Fat. I
said, where you at? Vegas or Atlantic City?
I'm in Ocean City.
Okay, I believe.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So, Fat Albert, ask him the question again.
Antoine, Sammy said between you and Pressure. Oh, okay. Well, they're going to answer, Sammy. They're going to answer.
Oh, I thought you called his name because you knew he was going to be a loser. Damn.
Hey, Roy.
Yo.
Hey, how much did me and Bigfoot race for?
Say what now?
How much did me and Bigfoot race for at MIR?
What did y'all run? $1,500 a piece, didn't it? Only $1,000?
Hey, look, Fox alive, too. He on Facebook Live.
Who's on Facebook? What are you talking about?
This is why motherfuckers don't fuck with him, man. The dude is a clown, man. He's a motherfucking clown.
Hey, look. Don't,
Hey, look, don't fuck with me, motherfucker.
He's a clown.
Hey, when you see me do something.
He's a clown.
No, if you got screenshots, man.
You do something with your tough ass.
Damn. What the song say? Try me.
Antoine,
ooh.
I see you.
Okay,
Lord.
Nah, show enough for real, though, man. Like, you doing too much, bro. Like, you could get all those races back, but you doing way too much. I thought the shit
was on some fake shit.
Hey, look, I'm being real with you. I thought the shit that you and Drew was doing, like, four or five years ago, was just for the book, but I see you're a true enough troll, man. We ain't got time for that, dog. You know, like, I mean, it don't take all that shit to race.
Hey, Mark.
Come on with it.
The race was over with, right? The only reason why I trolled was because Antoine said that I didn't gab him or some shit to kick you with. That's where it started from.
Number two, I let you talk and listen to me.
Number two, I don't know why you up here lying, bro, like we ain't had them side bets. Like, I didn't bet you and Gary. Marcus said you didn't text him, Joe.
Hey, about what? I ain't got a text in the last.
About what?
The
topic was?
by the topic, what the topic was going to be tonight.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, Monica,
ever,
he didn't get no text.
I tagged him
in the group text. They got a group text. He know what they got.
I called him on the phone. He don't answer the phone no more. He don't call back. Nothing.
Hold up. You hear Marcus over here telling them to get lies?
You know what I mean?
I got my wife right here. If you hear Marcus,
Albert,
I can put your phone so you can hear you.
I ain't done nothing to nobody.
Marcus, you trying to figure out what's going on. That was you trying to figure out what's going on.
You got
to
eat that soup and then we all right. You got to eat that soup.
I beat somebody first.
Yeah, eat that August 6th. Eat that soup.
All right, I tell you what. All right, listen. I tell you what. Don't you got a race with Copperhead coming up?
Yep.
What's the race?
Yep. Huh?
What's the race?
My son got a race with Copperhead. Why?
Is it gas for gas?
Motor to motor.
Motor pass?
Yeah, yeah. Both running motor.
I'm going to leave it alone. Albert, I ain't gonna put myself in that pickle.
Come on now.
I knew where you were going with it. Oh. I knew where you were going, but when you heard that motor pass, you like, you got about there.
Hey, they put on the press break. They say, get on out of here. Yes, sir. They tell me you got to get up out of that water box, Rob.
I don't get the messages enough. Hey, Sammy. Where is that motherfucker at?
Sammy on here. He just said something a little while ago. Sammy. He might have set the phone down or something.
I'll let him know, goddammit. I'm grinding in the garage, trying to make his event.
Hey, Roy.
I'm trying to make his event.
I got one better, right?
Come on with it.
I'm about to go to California for 2 weeks on Tuesday, right? I'm supposed to be with my family this weekend.
Right.
ODB got the back tie. I meet him in Jersey this weekend and fuck him up.
Ah, good.
This man. This man still talking about the same old dumbass shit.
Bro, wait till you see Facebook, bro. Bro, I'm about to make my profile cover photo, all that about to be you and Antoine.
Jesus, damn. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo, man, when you go to the casino, man, go to the goddamn casino, man. Don't entertain this bitch no more.
No, I ain't entertaining him. I just hit for 800. I ain't worried about him. Listen,
yes,
Fat Albert.
Good God Almighty.
I told you, hey, Fat Albert. Fat Albert, question. Is Front Side Joe having no episode?
Where are you at?
I got questions. I'm in Ocean City.
What? Front Side what? Say what now?
Is he having a show tomorrow? Because I got a question about this NGRA cash, race for cash. Because I was back in Onancock with no reception. I need to understand what the hell went on. Because I got basically like a $200 inconvenience fee the day that went.